Jesus is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
Well, what do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
Mr. Yes. Mayor.
Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
Bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Hello? Is this on? Rock, are we on the air?
Sort of.
We're sort of on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show, and we're sort of on the air. Apparently, late-breaking news, our hoster, right?
No,
that was called in the Webernet world.
Wait, we got to do this the right way.
Dream Host is down.
Dream Host. They are the people who power our website, and we are down now. So no one can hear the show.
Well, sort of. All right, this is what it breaks down to.
Uh-huh.
Our server is down, so if you access the show through our website, you can't because you can't get to our website.
Right.
But if you go to tpsradio.net, our buddy Ray, he basically hosts all this
right.
stuff. You can get the link to the chat room and the link to the live stream via his site. But then again, if you're hearing us right now, then you already have it,
right.
so therefore you don't need it.
But if you're a faithful listener of the program, start promoting around the Webernet
yes.
that you have to log on to our network home site, tpsradio.net, to listen to the live broadcast of the lunaticradio.com piece of shit radio show. Okay?
Yeah. Help us.
What up, everybody? It's the lunaticradio.com show. I'm Kieran McCann. Alongside me today is Rocket.
Yo, yo!
No Ronnie Beans today, but he'll be joining the program around 11 o'clock. That is 2 hours into the broadcast, Eastern Standard Time. We have a special guest host in studio.
Polish
today.
Bob!
Polish Bob's in studio.
What up?
What up? Polish Bob is in studio, and Polish Bob doesn't talk a lot of time. But so. I forced him to have a microphone and headphones so he can chime in. He was just going to sit on the studio couch and do nothing. But joining us today, world-famous comedian, everybody. He's got a gig coming up this Wednesday, July 19th, at Caroline's on Broadway in Manhattan, everybody. Our buddy flew all the way up from North Carolina today. Today!
Today!
Josh Gogan joins us in studio, everybody. Josh, what's up, butter?
I can't help but think it's my fault that you're having these problems now. Something had to go wrong today, and I think this is it. This is the curse of me.
And it is. It's Josh's fault. You know, actually, Josh listens to the program, and he goes into the chat room from time to time, and every time he comes into the chat room, the chicks stop taking off their clothes.
Yeah, that always happens. And every time I leave, but the show's still running, they go, ooh, ooh, Pam's taking her top off, look. And I go to look,
yeah.
And by the time I get in there, she's just sitting there typing staring
away.
Off into space.
I don't want to get naked.
No.
Yeah, so Josh is playing Caroline's on Broadway. This Wednesday, everybody, July 19th, with a good lineup, buddy.
Hell yeah, real good lineup.
Really good lineup. You got Rich Voss on the bill. You got Russ Maneev. Ted Alexandro, who's
very
a funny guy. I've seen him at Caroline's. Very funny
very
fucking
funny
dude.
Guy.
And a whole list of other people, including Josh Gogan.
Yes, and this is going to be the first sponsored Cringe show. This is a first for Cringe in a lot of ways, that not only are they going to be Caroline's for the first time, but it's also the first sponsored show. They're sponsored by xratedshirts.com.
Right.
So hopefully that, you know, will be a good little partnership there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good things to come.
Hopefully good things to come. They get a little bit of money, and they, you know, XRS gets a little bit of promotion.
Yeah, and to reserve tickets, if you're located in the metropolitan New York area, to reserve tickets, call 212-757-4100. That's 212-757-4100. It's July 19th at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Caroline's on Broadway. Be there, man, because we're going. Me and Rock are going.
Definitely, yeah.
And we're bringing some of the people. Well, Rock's bringing his chick.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Right, and I'm bringing Pam B.
And I'll do my best to not
Not
bomb.
Your chick.
Not my chick, but I'm working on it. I'm going to work on it on the train into the city.
Can she be classified as arm candy for the evening?
She's going to be my arm candy.
She's your date for the show.
That's what it's going to be.
She's your red carpet date.
Are you nervous about the gig? Have you played Caroline's before?
The only time I did Caroline's was that awful Last Comic Standing audition that did not go well, so.
Right.
So hopefully I'm going to, you know, redeem myself. And if there's, you know, there's at least three people in the audience, then there'll be more people there than who were there when I was at the audition. So hopefully it'll go better than it did. And I really want to redeem myself on that stage because, wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
you auditioned for the Last Comic Standing this season, right?
Yeah.
And you went up on stage. There were two guys judging you, right?
Yeah, the two producers of the show who the judges that you see when they show the picking process, you know, the fat guy and the gay guy, and they just they sit there. They don't even look at you. They're looking at whatever's in front of them or off to the side, and then just stop and, hey, here's my little spiel that I'm going to.
Yeah, so they're not looking at your delivery, no. your mannerisms on stage, nothing like that.
No, they don't care. It's like they're just wasting your time. Basically, right. Or, you know, I'm wasting their time.
Well,
though. Yeah,
it brings up a good point because they're not looking at you. They're not looking how your stage presence is. And I remember you came on the program a couple months ago, whenever you had the audition, and you said you flubbed a line.
Yes.
Like a joke you had. You screwed up the setup or something like that.
I screwed up the punchline, which is far worse than the setup. And I'm actually going to do it again at Caroline's Wednesday night, just so I can do it right on that stage.
I'll make sure to laugh my ass off.
Good.
Even if you do flub it again.
Good. If I flub it again, then you have even more reason to laugh at me.
Right.
And mock me.
Yeah, so Josh is joining us in studio for the whole program. Ronnie Woo! Beans is going to join us in the third hour of the program. He's going to come by and just to see Josh. Ronnie Beans is off assassinating people tonight, right?
Which is a crazy little thing. It's going to be the first time in a long time. Five people.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we did that.
Yeah.
Last time we did it was like Nikki DeBone days.
Nikki DeBone days, back in the old school days. Yeah. And Rocket was filming.
That's right. Cherry Pie.
Cherry Pie video. We had, Josh, we had a tarp laid out. Actually, the studio is set up differently now, but we had a tarp laid out, and we had one of our sidekick guys bang a cherry pie.
Ooh.
On his crib.
Nice.
Right here in studio.
Did he have anything to stimulate him, or was he just that into cherry pie?
No, just four beefy-looking guys.
Oh, wow. That didn't do it for anybody.
Yeah, in a cherry pie. Was
it hazing? Radio hazing?
Yeah. No, actually, it was his last show.
Yeah, that's how he wanted to go out.
And we were like, you got to do something wacky to send you off.
Well,
now that video is on uselessjunk.com, yep. And it's been downloaded how many times?
Oh, thousands. Tens of thousands, literally.
So it worked out. Good.
Sort of. Yeah.
Just think if you...
I guess from our standpoint, yes. I don't know if Nikki's too happy about that. Does he even know you put it up there?
No, he doesn't. But everybody else knows.
Right.
I'm waiting for the day he's at his normal job and some dude comes over. Yo, man, I think I saw you on the internet yesterday banging a cherry pie. And somebody's calling you Nikki for some reason.
He's going to have to do the apple pie in the sequel.
Yeah. So today's show is going to be kind of fun for us. I don't know if it's going to be fun for you guys because we have a... we didn't do any show prep today.
Well, yeah, right.
Josh was coming in. I was running around all day doing all sorts of crap. We went out, though, and we bought a bunch of, like, nudie magazines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of our show prep.
That's show prep.
And, yeah, we're just going to wing it. We're also drinking tonight. I never drink on the show.
The site's back up. The site's back up.
Okay, so maybe now you can go check out the lunaticradio.com show.
Yes. I hate Dream Host. Dream Host, you suck. You suck. You overcharge. You're the worst company ever. You're worse than MySpace.
It's up, dude. It's up. Do you really want to bag on them now?
That's true.
Yeah, you just said the name of our website and you bashed the hoster who provides us power.
They're going to yank in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I just said in a heartbeat like a douche. Ugh.
Was that hacky?
No. Well, for me it is.
For me, I can say that. I can say that.
Yeah.
I'm not a comedian. I'm just a dullard.
The Dullard and Douche Show. Here we go.
Yeah, so we're going to have fun tonight. We're just going to drink some beer.
All right.
Unofficially sponsored by Bud Light tonight.
Yes.
Or Budweiser. Is it Budweiser we're drinking?
Budweiser.
Yes.
And we got the new chat tonight, and all the kids are getting acquainted with that. And of course, I have the new soundbite that I premiered before show.
Go ahead.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Wait, Does he say Jimmy Kimmy?
I don't know. Say it again.
Holy shit, I'm sucking Jimmy Kimmy's cock and feeling his balls.
I do say that. What do I say? Jimmy Kennedy?
Yeah, I think you're saying it so quick. It sounds like Jimmy
Kennedy. Holy shit, I'm sucking Jimmy Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
Jimmy Kimmy. Jimmy Kimmy.
I don't know if anybody heard the debacle last week. That was the Jamie Kennedy interview.
Yes.
And do we know how his album did? Because his album Blowing Up dropped last Tuesday. And
the buzz index went up tenfold after our interview with him.
Did it?
Yes.
Really? Did it really, Rock?
I don't even know what a buzz index is, but I felt like saying that.
I'm not worried that I'm going to... I'm not worried. I think I'll be able to find a copy in the store. I don't think it'll be sold out.
Thanks, Josh.
I just think that, the Best Buy is stocked up.
Oh, okay.
Make sure that they had a lot of copies for everybody.
Oh, I see.
Right. No.
Right.
What? Is Josh taking a shot at Jamie Kennedy?
No, he's wonderful.
By the way, I emailed Jamie Kennedy and I told him call in tonight. I swear to God.
XOXO. XOXO.
But you didn't tell him to listen before, so we can start off and I can be a hypocrite.
On tonight's show, we're going to be joined by a comedian, Dustin Scott, out of California. He's an up-and-comer in the biz.
Oh, that's what they call him these days?
An up-and-comer.
Okay.
And he's going to be joining us on the program. Maybe it'd be kind of like a cool little interaction between Josh,
yeah,
who's making it big,
yeah,
and Dustin Scott.
They'll have like a little pseudo phone sex thing going. It'll be great.
Come on, I'm making it medium at most.
You know, I saw Dustin Scott play. I saw a clip of him on the internet, and he was playing the Improv in Hollywood.
How do you like that?
So there you go. Maybe he's doing something.
Improv is a name.
I know nothing about Dustin Scott, but I'm sure he's a great guy and very funny individual.
I hope so.
What did I just say?
I'm a little drunk. I'm
getting a little hammered at
Polish Bob. Sharon's a bit of a lightweight here.
By the way, Polish Bob joining us in the studio. Polish Bob is the husband of Lindsay, the tower card reader.
Tarot card reader.
Tarot card?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You said tower card.
Oh, whatever.
The tower card.
You know what I'm saying.
You're slurring your speech already.
Yeah. Bob's my bestest friend in the whole world. Bob's
two beers in the bag and he can't even talk.
It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be exciting come hour three.
Yeah, Bob's the guy who cut his truck in half. His pickup truck, right, Bob?
That's right.
And turned it into a dump truck.
And then the following day, crashed it.
Are there pics on the website?
No.
It should be.
It should be.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So if anybody needed yard of topsoil, give me a call.
All right. Bob just did a little plug for something.
I think the site's back down again.
Oh, this is awful.
You see? Problems.
They hurt me. Dreamhost, you suck.
Stop saying that. Yeah. I pay them $80 a month.
Talk them up. Tell them how good. Pep talk.
Yeah.
Pep talk, Rocket.
Tell them they're good. Dreamhost.com, the best hosting provider out there.
They are. They're fantastic.
You guys can do it.
You better start promising sexual favors.
Rocket's very upset. Rocket gets very upset when the show doesn't work right.
That's right. When it's not working up to where I freak out. Because I wait all week for this.
So Josh just flew up from North Carolina. He got to experience the Long Island Railroad, right?
Yeah. It was. There was a woman on the train who had shit on her. Bird shit on her. A bird shit on her shirt. And it wasn't like she was trying to clean it up. She was wearing it.
Right.
Like a brooch.
Was she like a vagabond?
No. That's the worst part. It's like a bird shit on her and she goes, you know what? Maybe this will work. No one will notice.
Maybe she didn't notice it.
I hope that's the case.
Was it on her back?
No. Wait. It was on her it was on her front. Like right on her left tit was shit.
Were you on the air tram from JFK to Jamaica or were you on...
Yeah.
Okay, and you saw the lady with the bird shit on.
No, this was on the Long Island Railroad.
Okay, huh?
Yeah,
yeah. You see some strange people on the Long Island Railroad.
On the air train was a some guy who was just freaking out on his Nextel phone. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee! Call me at my number. Call me at my number, please. He was almost in tears. Please call me. And would look at everybody who was looking at him like, "What the fuck are you looking at? Call me. Call me." I don't know. You're putting on a show. Of course I'm going to look at you.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Because they would answer back. They would answer back on the Nextel thing, but the distortion on it was so bad,
yeah,
he didn't understand what they were saying. So he was just almost in tears pleading for whoever was on the other end to call. Call.
Dude, I've had some great experiences on the Long Island Railroad. I believe one time I ended up passing out on the railroad and puking on myself. I have done that, and I was by myself. I never told anybody this story.
You were that guy.
Everybody I was passed, that guy.
Passes and hold their nose.
I was that guy that one night on the Long Island Railroad who puked on himself in his chair, and everybody left the car. They're like, that guy, I'm not being around. Yeah. I was that guy.
You had your own personal car, let alone a seat.
Yeah, I ended up, I remember I got to Ronkonkoma train station, which is the train station which I get off at, and I stumbled out of the train, and for some reason a cop found me really quickly. A cop rolled up on me. He's like, dude, he's like, you're not driving home, are you? And I was like, I guess not. I was just, like, in that mindset, I was like, yeah, I'm going to drive home. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm glad that cop found me because he threw me in a taxi and sent me home. Cost me $60, but I'm glad I took a taxi home because I was, you know, when you get in that you're in that drunken, stupor, you think you can drive, but you actually can't.
Yep.
Well, on your road from that station, maybe not, but I've done some awful drunk driving before.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, everybody's guilty of it.
Not just guilty, but like, you know, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And like, the weirdest thing is, like, I was driving it was a standard.
That's even worse.
And I was driving perfectly. I just didn't know where I was going.
Right.
You have it in like third gear for like 100 miles.
I'm very careful. I'm getting out of the parking lot. I'm, 10 and 2, looking at my mirrors, making sure I'm going the right speed. Right. My lights are on. Where the fuck's the hotel?
You got half the game won. Half the game is trying to operate the car.
I was operating perfectly, going nowhere. I wound up at a Sonic going, this is good enough for now. I can handle this.
Oh, my God. That's great, dude. Yeah, yeah. I think everybody can admit to being at least driving buzzed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think everybody who's over the age of 21 or maybe, below 21, but everybody's guilty at least driving buzzed. Well, if you say you're not, you're a liar.
That's the problem, though, is that we've all driven buzzed and we've all had, like, well, another beer more than we had and driven fine. And we start to think that, oh, I'm a good drunk driver. My brother and I went out drinking one night, and his buddy's a cop. So we all set out drinking. We drank for hours and hours, and we went back to his place. He got into his car, brought out the breathalyzer, and all of us blew a .07. We've been drinking for 4.5 hours. And that's all we blew was a .07. It's like, how fucked up do you have to be to be beyond the limit?
Yeah.
You see people on comps who are stumbling drunk, falling out of the car. How do these people manage it? They must be right out of the Jack Daniels, right out of the bottle when they wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny about the whole buzz drinking thing is that when people drive in their buzz and they make it home fine, they're like, they think, oh, I'm a good drunk driver. I have a skill that no one else does.
It's a superpower.
Yeah, so the next weekend comes around, they get bombed. They're like, yeah, I can drive home, And then eventually, it's like, 5 weeks down the line, and then there's Mr. Copper right behind you going, yeah, you can't drive.
We don't need a DD, dude. I can do it.
Dude, I have, how many friends do I have? If Ronnie was here, he could vouch for this. Probably like 8 friends, 9 friends who have DWIs.
I was going to say, if Ronnie was here, it's 3.
Yeah, right. No, it's literally 8 or 9 friends that have DWIs. It's quite sad. But,
well, when you're a comic, a lot of guys who wind up with those too.
Yeah.
And wow, do they fuck up royally when they do.
Comics drink a lot, right?
You drink a lot, and it depends on where you are, because if you're on stage, I drink on stage, and then there are nights where the audience loves you, and they just send up shots. And you don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, no, I'm not drinking a shot, because everybody hounds you. Come on, drink up. What are you, pussy? Drink up. So you pound this shot, and they buy you another shot, and afterwards, once you got a couple shots in you, there's no stopping.
Right.
You just keep pounding them and pounding them, and then you realize, oh, shit, I got to drive 10 miles to the hotel. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you wind up getting in trouble that way. When you're lucky, you can do that all night, and the hotel is you know, where you're working, but sometimes it's not, and that's when the guys get screwed up.
And if it doesn't happen on stage, it probably happens at, like, do you do the meet and greets at the bar after the gig?
Oh, yeah.
Do you hang out?
It's the shame-filled, I'm standing there waiting for someone to come up and say they enjoyed the show as
right.
everybody walks by and doesn't even look at me.
Yeah.
And then that one person comes up, hey, man, great show, can I buy you a drink? Sure.
We went and saw Jim Florentine, Rockin' and I, and actually Bob was there too. So Jim Florentine at the downtown here on Long Island.
Yep.
With who was the other guy that was with him? The other big name guy.
The headliner was bad, whoever he was.
Yeah,
Beetlejuice was there, I remember that.
Yeah, but the other funny guy, I forget his name, he's a Howard Stern dude. But we saw the guys, they came, they did their sets, they did the whole show, went backstage, and then they came to the bar afterwards. And what I noticed about, like, every single one of them, none of them drank.
Oh, no. Most of the comics up this way are recovering alcoholics.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jim Norton, Rich Voss, you know, those guys don't – Colin Quinn even, you know, just recovering alcoholics. They can't handle it.
Yeah, they're not – I mean, I guess the guys that have been in the business a long time, you know, won't drink or they've had problems with it.
They have problems with it. I mean, there's a reason that we do this anyways. You know, you're fucked up in a way. And,
yeah, right.
You know, I mean, there's a buddy of mine who quit drinking a couple months ago because he got into a world of shit, and we'd been, you know, telling him for years now to you got to clean up, and
mm-hmm.
he finally did it. So I mean, you could see how it happens, especially when that's all you've got on the road. You know, you got nothing around except the bar that you're in, so you might as well pound some down.
Might as well get hammered and maybe try to hook up with some fat chick or something. You know, if you're not married.
Yeah, especially if you're not married.
Right. So yeah. So Josh Gogan joining us in the studio. He's co-hosting the show with me. Until Ronnie Beans gets here, and when Ron gets here, we'll just probably talk about Ronnie Beans.
Oh, okay.
That's what Ron does best.
Because Ron's going to Vegas on Thursday. I'm sure he's going to want to talk about that.
Oh, someone's calling in.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Dustin Scott calling in.
Hey, Dustin Scott, what's going on, man?
Just kicking it in my boxers upstairs.
We were just talking to Josh Gogan. Josh is a guy who is an up-and-comer in the comedy biz, much like yourself, and he was telling us about the rigors of going to do a comedy gig and drinking afterwards with the folks. Do you have any of those
experiences? With the audience?
Yeah, with the audience after the, I don't know if you play gigs like that before where you've, you know, done your set and then you go to the bar afterwards and.
Yeah, when I do my set, I want to get away.
Oh, really?
I want to leave. I hang out afterwards a little bit, but I'm not really a drinker anymore because of some prior problems.
See?
And hanging out afterwards usually gets me in trouble, especially with the wife.
Yeah. See, you married comics have it rough.
Not allowed.
What were you thinking?
Not allowed.
What were you thinking being a comic and being married?
Yeah, just.
And having a kid.
Oh, shit.
Ah.
Yeah. Wow.
Strike three, you're out.
See, yeah.
That happened all before the comedy.
Yeah. I got married before stand-up. And any advice, anybody out there wants to be a comic, first thing, don't get married. Second thing, if you get married, don't have a kid. It just complicates things.
Strike two.
Strike two. Dustin Scott joins us on the lunaticradio.com show. When did you, figure that, you know, comedy was your thing? How long have you been in the biz?
I wanted to get into comedy early and got kind of knocked into my place. I was on a radio show live on a gong show thing back when I was like 25, and that just sucked. So I stopped doing that, and then about 2.5 years ago, I decided to give another round, and it's been going pretty good so far.
You're out there on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, Pomona, California.
You ever made it to the East Coast or anywhere relatively near the East Coast?
No, not yet. We're actually, a buddy of mine and I are planning a pretty big show that we're going to try to market to a lot of different clubs around the country and start doing some touring.
Oh, yeah? What is that about? Can you divulge any information?
We got like, a group that we're trying to get together. It's almost finished. We're looking for a female comic right now, and we're going to be putting together a show where there's no headliner, just a host and four of us doing 20 minutes apiece. And going around and trying to play casinos and clubs and just get the word out about all of us and have a little fun.
Yeah, that sounds good. Get out of the house. I actually saw a set of your, you have a MySpace account, And I was on there looking at Dustin's set. I believe it was at the Improv, maybe in Hollywood. Is that correct?
It was in Ontario Improv.
Yeah. And
Ontario, California.
Dustin was talking about his daughter and how his daughter's not listening to him nowadays too well.
Yeah, she doesn't listen at all.
How old is she?
She pretty much has it. She's 11 years old, and she's got a chip on her shoulder the size of a four-year-old.
She doesn't need a hearing aid, does
baggage.
She?
Has she ever seen you do your stand-up gig?
Yeah, actually, the funniest time she has, she's seen me a few times, but I took her out to this one, and I started doing some jokes about her first period, and she laughed. She thought it was hilarious. Everyone else in the room was so embarrassed for her, but she thought it was hilarious.
Well, did you bring her up to do it?
I tried. She wouldn't go on stage. She ended up going on stage second with this juggler guy afterwards, so it kind of pissed me off.
Dude, how do you do that? Honestly, I mean, you got your daughter in the audience, and you're... I don't know if I... That takes balls, I'm thinking.
Everyone in the audience kind of was, like, doing the, oh, and looking away, and looking back at her, and she's just shaking her head, like, I'm going to kick you in the balls. She just, you know, she's the kind of person, too, where she doesn't care either. She'll do shit out in public to me, to embarrass me, and she doesn't care, so we kind of get each other back. She's only 11, but she's a little mature for her age.
Yeah.
So what's your end game with comedy? When will you consider yourself a success?
When will I? I would say when I can quit my job that I currently have and just do comedy.
Oh, okay. You don't have any aspirations
as long
for
as I can, as long as I can make what I'm making now at my shitty computer job, then I'm a success.
Well, I mean, like on the opinion of the East Coast guys, me being an East Coast guy, is that the, you know, California scene's all about just coming up with a showcase set so you can be in front of studio execs and get a TV show. You know, I mean, what do you think of that?
I don't see my fat ass getting a TV show anytime soon.
Why not?
I mean, it would be cool. I could do a TV show, but I don't know. I see myself more marketable as just a stand-up comedian. I like being on stage. I was in a band for like 7 years, and I enjoyed that. And so then that ended, and I decided to do comedy. So
was it a natural, seeing as you were in a band, was it a natural transition for you to go? I mean, you had time in front of audiences, I'm assuming. So was it easy to just go on stage and you know, do your set, or was there still like a huge adjustment?
Yeah, it's never easy, especially when you're new and you suck. But I think I had some good mentors, and they helped me out, and now it's fairly second nature. I throw a little bit of comedy from my punk rock shit in there and do scissor kicks on stage just to get the audience going. So.
And you're a big guy, dude. How do you pull that off?
Oh, it's got to be a sturdy stage. Got to have like 4x4s and reinforcement and all that, but I do it.
Do you notice that a lot out there on the West Coast with the comedians who you know, you work with or whatever? They're all trying to get a sitcom deal or get noticed by some studio. Is that the case with most comics out there?
No, you know, I'm not out in the LA scene very much just because it's a long drive and I get home from work late, so I'd like to stay. Either if I'm going to do an LA gig, I got to get off work early and go out there. So I'm usually doing stuff out here. There's a lot of new comedy venues opening up in the Inland Empire, which is like inland from LA, about 50 miles. And so I'm hanging out here with a bunch of pot smokers and there's a few of them that don't have cars, and you always got to give them rides to shows. So their ambitions are pretty low.
Yeah. Dude, I just want to eat tomorrow, man.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's like, are they going to have food at the gig? Oh, I'm there, man.
Yeah. Get a tab.
Yeah. Talking to Dustin Scott.
How
on
many
the
drink tickets?
Yeah. Talking to Dustin Scott on the LunaticRadio.com show. Dustin, I just want to tell you, I don't know if you, have you heard of Caroline's Comedy Club here in Manhattan?
Yes, I have.
Josh, right here across the table from me, is playing Caroline's on Wednesday, and I'm thinking he's a little nervous. Are you, Josh?
I'm a little nervous. It's the big stage, man. This is like, you know, top tier.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of the clubs that everybody wants to do and do well in. So,
what is the
isn't that where they did the last Comic Standing?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was there.
Yeah, Josh actually auditioned for Last Comic Standing, and he bombed on a joke, right?
Yeah, I fucked up my punchline, and you know, I'm sure you probably already thinking, what a jackass, what were you doing there in the first place? And I was thinking
hey,
that,
I
too.
Yeah, I went too, man.
You did too?
It was a Hollywood gig, and we stayed outside for 25 straight hours.
Did you get in?
Yeah, I got in right at the end of the day.
That
like
was me?
5:30, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I
did. And, did 3 minutes, and they said nope.
Did they even look at you when you were doing it? Were they even watching you?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the one, I don't know their names. The one that's actually a little happier than the other one.
Oh, well, they play good cop, bad cop.
He was giggling. The other guy was shaking his head.
At least you had that, man. They weren't even looking at me.
I got to think around 5 or 6 o'clock in the auditioning day, the guys, the judges, the producers, they don't want to see any more comics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
That kind of sucks. You know, I'm not...
I didn't want to see any more comics by the end of that day.
Oh, yeah.
There were some disasters in those lines, man. We had this guy who had a puppet, a green puppet, and it was like the puppet was an asshole, and the guy was nice, but it wasn't like a shtick.
Yeah.
It was just like the guy... It seemed like the guy wanted to be an asshole, but was afraid to be that way, so he used the puppet to be that way to people. He's like, you're going to go home, and you're going to be alone, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do that. It's like, he's not trying to be funny. He's just trying to make me cry or something, you know?
Yeah.
You're gonna go home and not get snacks. I'm like, what?
Did you have that on the line waiting to get your audition?
There was a lot of freaks on the line. A lot of people that you could tell were there just to be a freak and try to get on. And didn't have no comic ability whatsoever.
Isn't that insulting?
You kept thinking to yourself all day, what the hell am I doing here? Is it really worth it?
Yeah, Josh brings up a good point. Did you find that kind of insulting?
Well, it's insulting just because, you know, we're all out there to do something and they're clogging up the line.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a bunch of serious comics out there, maybe there would have been, you know, 100 people instead of 400, you know.
Now,
plus it was freezing as shit overnight.
Now, did you notice if any of those types of people made it in and actually auditioned?
Yeah, actually, I saw the freakiest one was this weird chick in Fuck Me Pumps, and she had this like witch hat on and a pink bustier, and it was just, and she just got up on stage and danced. I saw her on the first show. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those little clips where they show all the people that sucked ass,
right?
And it showed her dancing around up there. I was like, man.
See, dude, all the time you spend writing and crafting and going up and honing a stage presence is all wasted. That's what you got to do.
Yeah,
you want to get on TV? You just got to put on a hat and dance around.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
Ugh.
I guess
I don't think I would work in a pink bustier and Fuck Me Pumps.
Yeah, but you probably would have got on TV.
Yep.
I mean, that would piss me off if I was standing in that line. I guess it's the same type of thing that happens with the American Idol thing. You know, because you watch that show and you see all the freaks that come on here that just absolutely have no talent whatsoever. They're just trying to get on air. I mean, that sucks. They should. I know it's for like TV ratings and stuff like that, and it's actually kind of fun to watch if you're the viewer. But if you're a dude out there online actually trying to, you know, get on this show and perform. Man, that's got to really blow. You guys have it rough, man. That's all I got to say.
It was weird, too, watching that, because it's not like American Idol where they just pick any old buddy. You got a lot of comedians on there that are already working comedians that didn't have to stand in line. You know, they just made an appointment and walked in.
Yeah, we talked about that with Josh when he came on the program right after his audition. And, you know, we were talking about how most of the comedians that made the show had some sort of tie-in with the people who were either hosting the program or producing the program or something like that, or were friends of somebody who was already made the program. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't even wait in line. They come right. They had auditions the next day.
Yep. I actually met a comedian friend of mine. I don't know if he's a friend. I mean, I've done shows with him and stuff, but he was saying, oh, I'm going to try to get an appointment through my manager tomorrow. I'm not going to wait in this line. And he left. I was just like, man.
Did it work?
Must be nice.
Did it work?
Did it work
for him. No, he didn't. I don't think he got on. I don't even know if he got an appointment.
Are you a particularly a bitter guy? Because I know myself and my friends that are comics, you know, the longer we do this, the angrier we get about the dumbest things. Are you one of those guys, or are you Mr.
No, you know what? I can usually see the brighter side of everything. I mean, I can be a pissy, you know, moany type person, too, when it comes to
All right, go ahead and slam me. It's okay.
going to go on at midnight and they're putting up these assholes that just suck and haven't worked on their material at all. And you're just like, man, headliner just isn't cool. I would have rather opened and left. That kind of shit. But it's, I don't really get, you know, it's like, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. My time will come if it's meant to be.
Yeah, see, he's got it. He's a positive outlook on
he's
things.
He's a glasses half full kind
of
guy.
I think in 2 or 3 years, Dustin, you're going to be one of them guys sitting in the back room going, man, I fucking suck tonight, even though you killed or something. Yeah. I fucking blew. I always hear that about comics, man. Like 95% of them are just miserable fucking bastards.
Yeah, unless
like, I know a lot of them too.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like unless I like just destroy, I'm not happy. I could have had a great set, you know, everybody laughed and had a good time, but I still just something about it just wasn't right and I didn't like it. And if I'm bombing, then I'm really angry.
I kind of, you know, I can get like that too, where if it wasn't really good, then I feel like,
Do you guys, I mean, this is a question for both of you, Josh and Dustin, who's joining us on the program, everybody, Dustin Scott. Do you guys compare yourselves to a named comic, say like a Dave Chappelle? Do you compare yourselves to them in any sort of way when you do
like
it?
Like if I was going to tell somebody, you know, if they asked me what kind of comic I am or something like that.
If someone come up to you and said, you know, hey, what kind of comedy do you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I usually describe it as a family comic with a slight dark side.
Which
I'm just basically doing comedy about my family and how fucked up they are.
Which, by the way, if anybody listening goes to a comedy show, don't ask the comic what kind of comedy he does. Kind of comic are you? Let me pigeonhole myself.
I'm a bad comic.
Yeah. What guys did you look up to before you got into this?
I would say, as a kid, when I was really little, like 7 and up, I was listening to Bill Cosby records, and I memorized all of the sets that I had on all those albums. And then I liked George Carlin a lot growing up, Steve Martin.
Love fucking Carlin.
And then when I got into the scene, I started liking a lot of other comedians. I always liked Dave Chappelle. I always kind of like a comic that is doing something weird, too. Like, you know, Steve Martin's always got something where he throws you a curveball where you weren't expecting it. Like that kind of thing. I haven't been able to emulate it, but I enjoy it.
When you were growing up listening to comedy, were you one of the guys who would basically take what you heard and try it out on your friends?
I tried it out on a whole family. I'd say, hey, I memorized that Noah bit from Bill Cosby, and they'd say, let me hear it, and I'd do the whole thing. And then they'd laugh their asses off, and I'd say, oh, man, someday it'd be cool if I was a comedian.
Yeah, because my parents
always thought I was either going to be a comedian or a politician because I was a good liar.
My parents were surprised I wanted to do it. But when I was in school, they were like, what? You're not funny. when I was in school, I would, you know, if it came up in conversation, someone was talking and mentioned something, and I'd seen a comic do a bit about that, I would just launch right into the bit as if it was part of the conversation and I was being spontaneous about it. And one time I got called on it. The guy goes, dude, I saw that the other night on TV. I was like, oh, God.
I'm a hack.
Yeah, even at 12, it felt bad to be called a hack.
Yeah, right. Man, that's kind of fucking funny. So when...
I used to try to write material and then try it out on people just to throw it into conversation somewhere, but I never took anybody else's material and tried that out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So when that's a good quote. When did it start? I mean, when did you have that first fucking intuition that, hey, you know, fucking people are laughing at me. Maybe I have something to offer here as far as the comedy business. When did that start?
I would say young, at a young age, but I didn't know what to do with it, and so I just let it go. And then when Comedy Central first came out, I was watching that quite a bit, going, man, look at this. I could do it. And I ended up meeting with one of the guys who started that channel. I forget his name now, but my aunt knew him, and she took me over to his house, and I said, I want to be a comedian. And he said, well, you're 16. You're a little young, but keep going. These are the things you need to do. And I forgot them all, and you know, being 16, I was just more interested in chasing pussy, so...
Yeah, yeah,
I forgot all about it.
16-year-old, you just want to masturbate. That's all I wanted to do.
Yep. Yeah. I try to find someone else to do it for you.
We're talking to Dustin Scott. Dustin, what are we promoting tonight? You got the MySpace page. Do you have a website?
I have a couple of websites. I got the group and I that are going to be going out on tour hopefully soon is got their website up at comedyblowout.com, and you can check there for dates soon for the Comedy Blowout Live when we start putting out dates as soon as we get the lineup firmed up. And then I've got my personal website, which is Odd Family Productions, or oddfp.com for short. You can check that out.
Oddfp.com?
Yeah, O-D-D-F-P.
All right. Dustin Scott, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Dustin, thanks for taking a couple minutes out of your time to join us on the program tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Take care of yourself.
All right. See you later, guys.
All right. Dustin Scott, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Having two comedians on the program discussing how the biz works and, you know, how they got started and stuff.
Felt a little tense, though. I felt like a little rivalry going.
Ooh. Really?
Trying to...
West Coast, East Coast?
A little West Coast, East Coast tension.
Yeah, he's no Tupac, though.
There might be some heat. Well, I'm no Biggie either. So.
Yeah. It should be the opposite way around, because Dustin's a big dude.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, Rob, let's do our first break.
Sure.
And we'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
LunaticRadio.com saved me from a gay stalker. I am Scott Osage.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmsolution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mmsolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmsolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. I gotta lay off the heroin.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Thinking about this, placed himself in the pie.
Bitch pie.
Banged in the pie.
Now back to the show.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show.
We're doing our thing.
Rage Against the Machine. Wow. Wait, this is all, like, political, isn't it?
Yeah. He's angry about something, I think.
He's all militant.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's got little curled-up legs. Which are American dreams?
All right. Looking at porno.
No, it's not. What is gone wild?
Yeah.
What is it?
GimpsGoneWild.com.
All right, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. I'm your host, Cameron Kane. Alongside me today is Rocket, the producer. And joining us in studio, everybody, special co-host of the day, playing Caroline's July 19th. That's this Wednesday of this week.
This Wednesday. Cringe Humor.
CringeHumor.net show.
Sponsored by xratedshirts.com.
It's Josh Gogan.
Yes.
And we should give out the websites, right?
Which websites we want to give out.
Do you you still have your main site?
I have my main site, but it hasn't been updated. The guy doing it's been very, very, very busy.
Right.
So I don't blame him. So just go to myspace.com/Josh Gogan.
Yeah.
And I found out that there's more than one Josh Gogan out there.
Really?
A Josh Gogan mailed me on MySpace. He's 14, just happened to move down to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Then there's a guy in Canada who emailed me because he wanted to buy joshgogan.com. And then there's a guy who has joshgogan@gmail.com. So all of a sudden, when you find out that there's three more people with the same name, you start to get a little
upset. Especially when you're a comedian trying to get into the entertainment business.
Yeah, now I know what John Smith must feel like.
Yeah, that guy's all fucked up. He's at home, you know, tearing his hair out.
Well, he got Pocahontas, so.
Yeah, Polish Bob also joining us in studio. What's up, Polish Bob?
What's up?
Polish Bob took a break from last segment when we had Dustin Scott on the program.
That's right.
ComedyBlowout.com is just Dustin Scott's website. Today's show is brought to you by Budweiser, by the way. Woo. As I get drunk
on a beer
and drinking more throughout the program.
I got to complain a little bit. My calf is killing me.
Is it?
Yeah. My heels get really dry. It's kind of like the crust of a French baguette. I have a habit of picking at them.
Right.
And I know I shouldn't. But I just can't help it. It's an OCD thing, I guess. Sometimes a little too much skin comes off, and I wind up having to walk on my toes to relieve the pressure of my heels, so it's not so agonizing. And then my calf cramps up, and I have to start the process over again. It's healing now, and I'm sure I'll be back at it.
You have a heel problem.
It's not necessarily a problem.
Sounds like a problem to me.
It's not so much a problem as it is, you know, how I deal with it. If I were to, you know, use a little lotion, maybe one of those little sandpaper thingies,
yeah,
I'd be fine. But I can't. I just can't. I can't stop.
You were saying this before the program that you have a little OCD thing.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
It's not awful. It's just inconvenient right now.
Repeat shit?
No, not really. I used to when I was a kid in math class. I wouldn't pay attention because I sat in math class trying to come up with the relationships that the numbers had with each other. Like 8 was 9's little brother, and they hated 6.
Six is sucking 5's cock and stuff.
And I would use like the multiplication tables to come up with reasons for that. You know?
7 was a tramp.
Yeah.
Well, 7 was a whore. 9 times 2 is 18. So there's an 8 and 18. You put 8 and 9, you know, 8 and 1 together is 9. So, you know, they're like brothers. And
dude, you must have drove me. I'm glad you got over it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that would drive me insane.
Yeah. And I didn't do well in school because of that. So.
Yeah. I mean, my teacher told me that fucking, 7 times 2 is 14. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
That's good enough for me.
And I'm sitting there going, why? Why would they do that with each other?
Yeah, 7 and 4 and 1 and 2. And
why would 7 and 2 pick on 4 like that?
Yeah. And that was when you were in 11th grade, too.
Yeah, no. Fucking doing...
Romper room.
Yeah. Doing fucking multiplication. Everybody else is doing calculus. 1 and 2, 5, what? I don't know. Anyway, everybody, yeah, the big comedy thing this Wednesday, July 19th, Caroline's on Broadway. For more ticket information, Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it. I can't find it. Where's my plug?
For what?
The Caroline's.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't even listening. I don't know why. Yeah. You can go to cringehumor.net or cringehumorshow.com for information. There should be flyers on that page for that.
And here it is. And to reserve tickets, everybody call 212-757-4100. That's 212-757-4100. All right? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. There's a big story in the New York papers this week, in the New York Post. It's been in daily news, I believe. Christie Brinkley. You know Christie Brinkley, the supermodel, everybody? Do you know her? She was the
former.
Former supermodel. She's still kind of hot at 52.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's go around the board. Would you bang Christie Brinkley? Bob.
Would I bang Christie Brinkley?
Yeah. Would you throw the Polish hammer between her boobs? What do you think?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Bob says yes. Josh Gogan.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Okay. Rocket.
Sure, why not?
Okay, we're talking about Christie Brinkley and her husband.
That's how Rocket handles Christie Brinkley's. Fine.
If I have to.
Oh, fuck you. Get in the car.
Yeah, let's
go. I'll make the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Now, Christie Brinkley and her husband, right? He's a multi-gazillionaire. I don't know what the fuck he does, all right? But he has plenty of houses in plenty of rich areas, okay? So she's married to this fucking dude, right? He's married to fucking Christie Brinkley, supermodel, ex-supermodel. At 52, she's looking fucking, she's at least a 7. That's what I'm thinking. She's at least a 7 on the hot scale, you know? And this guy, his name's Cook, something Cook, Peter Cook, his name's Peter Cook. He goes out and starts banging a 19-year-old from the neighboring town in Southampton.
Yeah, you can't blame him.
Not only does he go out and start banging a 19-year-old, people, but he's fucking leaving. He's got like this, like, you know, he's doing the coded emails with the 19-year-old, and it turns out that the 19-year-old's trying to move out of her parents' house. So Peter is leaving stashes of money around the town of Southampton, say, let's just say, underneath a rock on the beach, for the chick to find so she can put it in her bank account and maybe earn enough money to move out of her parents' house so they can rendezvous and, you know, bang each other.
So is he sending her, like riddles?
Yeah, kind
of. To figure it out, how to get to it?
Mm-hmm.
And each one is a little stack of cash, another clue.
Now, Peter Cook is, I believe he's in his 50s at least. He's at least 51 years old, I think. I think that's the fucking age of him. And he's banging a 19-year-old when he's married to Christie Brinkley.
Mm. Well, you know, maybe it's just cheaper than Viagra for him. I don't know. Oh, fucking Viagra joke. There you go.
Wait, hack. No,
there we go. Thank you.
Wait, hold for hack.
I don't have a hack thing. But I think that's kind of fucking... I don't know. What is that? What is that to you, Bob? Is that hot? Is that cool with you? More power to him, or is he an idiot?
He's an idiot. I think. You know.
I gotta side with him. I do. Have you talked to a 19-year-old lately?
No.
You haven't? Well, then you should. Just to go, okay, something's wrong here. They have nothing to say. Their heads are empty.
Right.
Empty.
So you're on the side of Peter Cook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, short term, fine. You know. Yeah, you bang her and then move on, okay, but you don't leave stacks of cash that you can leave her family. You keep her with her family so that when you move on, she's got a place to stay in a support group.
Right.
You don't want to...
Yeah, you know, I'm with the guy because he's got a supermodel wife and she's starting to hit the wall. Maybe she's a little naggy. Maybe Christie Brinkley's a little naggy. And
all women. What do you mean, Christie Brinkley?
Well, maybe she's more than most. Maybe she's getting on his nerves. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to fucking leave the house tonight, and I'm going to go find me a fucking nice little piece of ass, and I'm going to start throwing my wood in her and see what happens.
Get a trainer.
I want to know where he's hiding his cash in Southampton. You're going to have people scaling like the windmill in Southampton looking for cash.
Hell yeah.
He's doing like radio promotions with this chick.
Yeah. Dude, it went to a point where... I guess people in this 19-year-old's family found out about the relationship, and they thought it was inappropriate and stuff, and they even spoke to Peter Cook about it, like, yo, you can't be seeing my fucking daughter or my sister or whatever. This has got to end.
What are they thinking?
Huh?
What are they thinking?
What, her family?
You know what? She's going to do it anyway. You might as well work out a deal.
Dude, if I'm that 19-year-old's brother... I'm like, more power to you, dude.
Yeah, more power to you, but we need a little kickback.
Are you kidding me? You don't... No. If you're the 19-year-old brother, you're not saying more power to you. You're ready to kick this guy's ass.
No, because nowadays, if you even look out in Hollywood, and even in regular fucking everyday society, there is a dude who's like 40, and he's banging a 23-year-old. It happens, dude. This is not like the 1950s when there was one dude doing it. Who was that fucking pop star back in the 1950s who was banging like an 11-year-old? Who was that guy?
The singer.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, that guy. This happens on a more regular basis.
This is 19, too, not 11. I mean, come on.
Yeah, she's legal.
Yeah, but...
Fair game.
Still,
let's play ball.
Right.
She's a rookie. Still
she's legal.
Right.
He's got a nice boat. Come on.
Yeah.
If he can afford to do it, more power to him. That's what I say.
He could be her father. Let's put it that way.
He could be her grandfather biologically if you want to stretch it out.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, I understand Kieran's point, but I understand, your point too that, you know, I mean, gee, what are you going to talk? You got to have something to talk to her about.
No, dude, it's all about sex.
But how many times can you do that?
You bang her.
You bang her. You're done. 15 minutes. 20 minutes. Even if you do it an hour, you still got 23 hours to deal with this girl.
This is... I'm diving into the psyche of Peter Cook. And this is what I think he's thinking. He's like, okay, I'm just going to bang her until she's 27, and then I'm going to start talking to her. That's what I'm thinking. Because at 27, she can hold the conversation.
Bang her into society.
Maybe he can like fund a little college fund for her.
Dude, I have a buddy. He's 28 and he's dating a 19-year-old, and she hasn't even seen an episode of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, like
she hasn't seen Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld to her is like fucking Three's Company.
Yeah.
To us.
Now how's this guy gonna talk to this chick about the Rat Pack?
You're right.
The Rat Pack.
That's true. All right, I got your point. The 18-year-olds, the 19-year-olds, the 20-year-olds. Not much going on upstairs. They're you know, looking to go club hopping. Maybe drink like a fucking Coors Light.
Yeah.
You know.
A Zima.
Do some fucking Jello shots. Maybe can't relate to a 52-year-old man who's got fucking multi-million dollars in the bank. And he's got houses around the fucking world. No, maybe they can't relate too much.
It's not about her relating to him so much as him relating to her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get frustrated quick. Especially the older you get, don't you find the older you get, the more frustrated you get? Especially with stupidity.
Well, no, you know, now when at the age of 30, I'm like, all right, my dating level of chick has gone up to like 21. I can't go lower than 21.
Maybe what it is he had a conversation with her and he got so mad at her that he had to fuck her.
Yeah, and just then, a punisher.
Just a punisher, and he actually liked it, so now he's stuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm thinking, I'm totally thinking this guy just wants to bang this girl until she becomes an age where she can hold a conversation.
Just ruin her.
Who knows? Maybe this 19-year-old girl, I'm not going to say her name, but maybe this 19-year-old girl.
Because she might be listening.
Yeah, no. Maybe this 19-year-old girl is, a step above the rest. Maybe she's a smart chick. Who knows?
No, it's smart on her part to be, you know. It's her using what she's got.
Yeah, her looks to get a fucking college degree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she's going for, college.
This is her scholarship.
I'm paying for college, Dad.
This is her fucking scholarship right here. Yeah. She's banging her scholarship.
It's her Mercedes.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, I'm sure she's thinking about the higher education. If I bang this guy, I could become a doctor.
The shitty $500 scholarship I got, I spent on fucking beer. I swear to God.
So she's got some left over then.
Yeah.
She can buy the high-dollar beer and still have money left over because this guy's leaving it under rocks.
I tell you what, man. This guy, you know, he's playing with fire here. He's playing with fire because Christy Brinkley, I'm sure, is going to fucking sue his balls off and take half his shit.
I've got $1,000 hidden somewhere under my cock.
Christy Brinkley, by the way, has been married how many times? 3-4 times?
I stopped keeping track.
She was married to like some fucking old dude when she was young. She was married to Billy Joel and some other schmuck. Well, and this guy.
She does pick winners then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe she's got a little something wrong with her.
Yeah.
What's going on there? You got to think she's annoying as fuck because she's been divorced fucking 3 times.
What was the age difference with the old dude that she married?
I don't know. You got to think it was close to what Peter Cook's doing with the 19-year-old, her husband.
Yeah, so right. She knows the game then. So there's no big deal. Yeah.
Right. What's the big deal?
She should be fine with it. No big deal. No big deal.
Go ahead, Peter. Go out and bang all the fucking Southamptonites you want.
All right, I'm glad we've come to an agreement.
Yeah, are we with this guy? Bob's not with the guy.
I'm not with the guy so much as, you know, long term relationship. Get her out of the parents' house, but short term, okay. I'll go for that.
All right, I'll go with short term.
Short term
banging, fine with me. It's gonna end up screwing you up, Peter. Because Christy's going to sue your balls off.
She's going to sue him.
Take care of his shit.
Which, you know, apparently isn't going to make a dent. But
yeah, apparently he's a world-famous architect. So, you know, this guy's got fucking cash just flowing in.
World-famous. We don't even know his name.
He's got a prenup.
He's
got a prenup.
He's world-famous.
Yeah.
He's got a prenup anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the infidelity clause is definitely in there, though.
Yeah, so Christy Brinkley and her husband apparently getting divorced because her husband there, Peter Cook, is off banging a hot 19-year-old chick. And the chick is hot, by the way. She's smoking. And I tapped the ass, I'm thinking. I throw the wood.
Well, so how about that brings me kind of to this. I got the new issue of Playboy in the mail.
Yeah.
And Stacey Dash is in the new issue of Playboy. You remember her?
Stacey Dash. Hold on.
Yeah.
1 second. I might know her. Hold on. Okay. Now right. I
Here
know
she
her.
Is. Stacey Dash, naked. She's the chick from Clueless. The black chick from Clueless.
Oh, yes.
Yes. 11 years too late. Because I dude, we wanted to see her naked back then.
Right.
I IMDb'd her. She's fucking 40.
40?
She's 40, and now she's in Playboy.
Yes, when she was in Clueless, I wanted to see her naked.
Yeah.
Because she wore those freaky hats and talked like she was a black chick, and she talked like a white person. Right. I was like, I'm into you.
And you know, she looks great.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, she looks great.
Uh-huh.
But it's 11 years too late.
It is.
This is not, I mean, it's like one of those, fuck, yeah, all right, I'll check it out now. You know, it's past the prime. Debbie Gibson did it. Tia Carrere. I mean, what are you doing?
Right. You give it one look and you're like, eh, fuck it.
It's no longer exciting.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for being too late.
Go out on the height of your career.
Yeah, she was a hot piece of ass. I don't know if the young kids listening to the program know the movie Clueless, but who was that? Who was the main Alicia Silverstone? Yeah, I actually saw her in person in Manhattan once. Alicia Silverstone's hot as balls.
She's got a goofy mouth, though.
I'm looking at the layout in Playboy of what's her name?
Stacey Dash. She's a good looking chick. I'm not gonna but come on. Yeah, now picture what she looked like 11 years ago.
Dude, she doesn't look much different. I'm telling you. Because I'm looking at the vag, and the vag has got a landing strip now. You got to think
first
back.
First of all, you're bullshitting me because it's Playboy. They don't have vag in Playboy.
There's vag right there.
No.
That's vag.
That's hair.
Exactly. And back in the early 90s, I'm sure she had a landing strip as well. So she's keeping it real. She's keeping it back. You know, like, if she did Playboy back in the early 90s, dude, and she did a layout, she would have had a landing strip.
Yeah, but it's still not the same. Uh-huh. It's not. It's knowing that it was at its peak 11 years ago.
You know what?
It's not so much, you know, the actual physical appearance as it is. You know, you just see her on the movie screen. You fantasize about her naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you want to see it. That's when you want it there.
Look at the position you got me in.
Mm-hmm.
You dirty pervert. Oh,
this is one of Karen's moments.
Sucking me in these positions, huh? Like teasing me.
Of course I am.
Oh, all right.
Stacey Dash and Playboy, the girl from Clueless, the black chick.
She was in Mo Money, too.
Mo Money.
Yeah, did you see that with Damon Wayans?
Oh, yeah. That's when the Wayans brothers were good.
Yeah.
By the way, they have a new movie out, The Younger Wayans.
Yeah, with The Younger Wayans. How do they have a career?
Yeah, the good-looking one. How does the good-looking one have a career? Because that guy's not funny.
None of them are funny.
No,
there's a line. There's a line. You have the Damon Wayans and the Keenan Ivory Wayans. Those guys are funny.
Yeah.
But then you draw the line with the younger Wayans brothers. I mean, white chicks? Did you see that?
That was horrible. That was
you saw it?
Yeah, I did see parts.
Why?
Of it. Well, I wanted to see what it was about.
It was about
you know
stupid.
What it was. You know what it was is that the makeup in that movie, they painted the two black guys white.
Yeah,
it was just so horrible. You had to watch it for a couple
minutes.
It
was so bad.
Yeah,
it was so bad looking. And then not even to mention how offensive that is to us white people.
No, it's
that
not.
Would, I know.
It's just not offensive at all.
I love that.
I know.
Isn't that great? I think that's part of the problem that black people have sometimes is that you can't do that to us.
You know what?
How offensive would it be if it was the other way around?
Ted Danson puts on the black face and it's front page news everywhere, you know? Yeah. And then the Wayans brothers put on white face and it's hysterical.
Blonde wigs, yeah.
Or it's an attempt at hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the game we have to play in society.
I know.
I think they all peaked in Living Color.
Living Color
was out.
Yeah, when he was SW1, the DJ.
When he was the bum and he had his own facilities.
Here is my final thought on the Stacey Dash Playboy layout, the girl from Clueless, the black chick. Better late than never.
You know what, man? I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Because she looks fucking smoking, and she looks exactly the same as she did in the early 90s.
How do you know?
Look at her.
How do you know?
Look at her.
Maybe she was a little higher. Maybe her boobs were a little higher.
Her face is the same.
Her face is the same, but you could then you might as well just take the face off any chick you want to see naked and paste it on another body.
Do you think they airbrushed it a lot?
Of course they did. It's Playboy.
Dude, look at this shot. Her sitting on the bed. Kind of with her arms behind her, kind of propping herself up. She looks fucking fantastic.
She does look great. I'm not saying she doesn't look great. I'm just saying
she looks the same as she did in the early 90s.
I don't think I could tell that.
Mm.
She might get a movie after this, maybe.
No.
Bob,
no.
you have a subscription to Playboy, right?
Yeah.
Did you jack to this?
No.
Why not? Do you masturbate anymore, Bob?
He doesn't have time. That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
By the way,
I actually stopped what I was doing. Thought I could interrupt with that. That's the worst excuse. I don't have time to jerk off.
It's jacks the Playboy? Do you jack the Playboy?
Bob would.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying Bob would.
Come on.
Yeah, way to just transfer that.
Bob doesn't have much time. He's
Victoria's Secret catalog is good enough for me, man.
Bob's got the kids and the wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I considered it, and then Playboy ruined it for me. There was an issue. I forget. She was one of the chicks from Survivor. I'm thumbing through, and she looked all right, you know. And then I saw one where they completely, like, she apparently had her legs too far apart. when they took the picture, so they airbrushed it. So they completely airbrushed her vag out. So it's just like smooth skin.
Dude, that's horrible.
Where anything should be, yeah. And it just ruins it.
Yeah, there's a lot of shots like that in Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go. She's got three folds somewhere that shouldn't even be there. And
yeah, you're right. You know, Bob doesn't have time to jack because he's got the kids and the wife, and I'm sure he doesn't have much time to spend in the bathroom, right?
That's right.
Well, he's away now. He can do it now if he wants.
That's true.
We've got the magazine.
He can have the Home Alone jack.
I got the Home Alone jack. That's right.
Yeah. You know, Bob's going to be watching the Spice Channel. He's got a lock at home. He's going to open it up, unlock that bastard. Crank it out. Yeah, you better watch yourself because your arms are like a fucking silverback gorilla. You might rip some shit off.
Flipping through looking for the real sex.
And pop that thing off. Honey. He called the wife. Honey, I ripped my penis off. Yeah. I don't even know what we're doing today. All right, yeah. No, Stacey Dash and Playboy looking hot. I'm disagreeing with Josh Kogan.
Right, you can disagree. I'm not saying she's not hot, though. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's too late, and I don't want to see it now.
Day late and a dollar short.
Yeah. Now I want to see Avril Lavigne or, someone of that nature.
Yes, by the way, Avril Lavigne, fuck you, you stupid pop tart fucking cunt.
That means I love you and care and talk.
You motherfucker, you ruined it. I had a fucking plan, Avril Lavigne. A fucking plan with you. 7 years from now, I'm banging Avril Lavigne. That's my plan.
That's your plan.
And what do you go do? You go fucking marry that fucking jellyhead fucking Pop-Tart from 741. Fuck you. You motherfucker. Josh, you with me on this one?
I'm with you on that one, Karen.
All right.
I thought you really had a
Bob,
shot.
You with me on this one?
If she gets you laid, yeah.
Right, buzz with anything.
Is she that? Do you really consider her that hot? That
I dig her, man.
Ape shit over
dude, I fucking dig Avril Lavigne.
It's the attitude.
Yeah, dude.
It's the attitude.
Dude, I'm telling you, I fucking dig that chick. And I like that her teeth in the front are kind of spread apart. I like that. It means I can stick shit in there like envelopes. I like it. I'm digging her.
She whistles when she's...
You know, like a Jessica Simpson is fucking like too hot for me. Avril Lavigne, not too hot.
Avril Lavigne is like a achievable hot.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's the achievable hot.
Achievable hot. I like that. I'm going to use that. I'm stealing that from you.
Go ahead.
All right, I think we got to do a break. Rock.
Sure.
All right, we're going to do a break. We'll come back on lunaticradio.com hijinks right after this. Josh Gogan in the studio, everybody.
Yo, what up? This is the LKN Jedi from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am lunaticradio.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Lunatic Radio.
Who the hell are you guys?
Hi, it's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show alongside my man Ronnie Beans, co-host in crime, CEO of Rocket.
What up?
We suck. We do a talk show on your network and we blow.
Now, come on, guys. What? We've got some other genres listening to the broadcast tonight.
Oh. We play the 70s all night long.
Alienating people since 1979.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Yeah.
I hear a music cue.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. I'm your host, Kim McKinnon. Alongside me today is Rocket, the CEO. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNITS. 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Josh Gogan in studio, and joining us on the line, everybody, is a comedian slash filmmaker out of the West Coast, I believe Hollywood. His name is Gabe Hollywood. Sunday. Gabe, what's
Yo.
Up? What up?
How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
How you doing?
Hey, so is Rocket the CEO there?
You're damn right. I'm here.
So you created this whole schmigeggy, huh?
No, he didn't, actually.
Well, I created LL World. Didn't? I didn't create the show itself, but I created LL World, as I like to call it.
Okay.
Yes. Gabe, how
you guys just rock out there drunk all the time and call people?
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do, Gabe.
Fantastic. Do you pay that Jenny blowjob lady any money, or is she just doing it for coke or whatever?
We fuck her in the ass every chance we
right.
get.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's fantastic. I think she's been a little drunk every time I've talked to her, and I feel like she's hitting on me.
She does that. Josh, do you get phone she calls from Jenny Blowjob?
Jenny, when Jenny calls me, it does get a little uncomfortable.
You know what's weird is I've actually been on the toilet every time I've talked to Jenny Blowjob.
That's how she likes it.
I actually called her once and she was on the toilet. And that,
really?
It's a little uncomfortable for me when a chick is on the toilet and talking to me. And then being very blatant about it.
She describes her bowel movements to you?
She might as well have. It was...
You touch yourself when she tells you about it?
I was uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable, yet somehow she kept me on the phone. She's that good.
Oh. She kept you intrigued.
You guys don't... She says she doesn't get paid for this. She was kind of whining about it. I think she's a cool lady, but I think you should throw her a little bit of money, guys.
No. This is not happening.
All right.
Not that we don't want to, because there simply isn't any.
Yeah, I would love to throw her money if I had to, but I offered to cut her lawn a couple times, and that hasn't
happened. I think she said she was a stand-up. She tried stand-up at one point as well.
Yeah, she did. And heroin.
She was really good at the heroin. Yeah. Very good at the heroin.
Very good at the heroin. Not so good at the
same. Who's interviewing who?
I think Gabe's interviewing us.
This is my show.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So Gabe, you are you were a stand-up comedian, and now you're a filmmaker.
I've always been a filmmaker. I tried stand-up for a while. I went on the road and stuff like that. It was really fun. I don't know. I've always been into the whole comedy thing, but... Yeah, doing the same 4 minutes every night just kind of got wearing on me.
Now, is it true that you opened once for Gallagher?
Damn, Skippy, I opened for Gallagher.
Now, did you open up for Gallagher or Gallagher 2?
Oh, Gallagher's brother?
Yeah.
No, it was the real real deal, the man himself, and he couldn't have been more of an asshole, to tell the truth.
Really?
Oh, well, here's what happened. It was a show for, like, a benefit for this company called Regenerate, which is a wonderful company which makes teen driving safety public service announcements for kids. And I opened up the show with my act, which was a little filthy. You know, I talk about premature ejaculation and all this stuff, and the whole audience was just, like, kids and parents were, like, shielding their kids' ears, and Gallagher just got flat-out pissed and tried to get me kicked off stage, and...
What a dick.
It was a really shady deal. And he didn't talk to me the whole show. He's just kind of an asshole.
Wow. How did the crowd respond to your set?
The teens on the side, like, it was in a big gym. Like, they loved me. They were just, like, so into it. And I did this whole joke where I do an impression of my 12-year-old sister peeing and then my grandma peeing. And it's just, like, really friggin' filthy. And the kids loved it, but, like, I do apologize to the principal, which they never ended up doing. And, oh, well. It was bad. Gallagher didn't say a word to me. He was pretty pissed.
I can't believe that fucking guy still does stand-up.
He was doing it in a gym?
Well, he wanted to take me on some show of his to tell me how to be a better stand-up comedian or something like that.
Really?
It was, yeah. I don't know. I used to be a big Gallagher fan. Now he's just...
What did Gallagher do? He'd always do those fucking wacky, like, metaphorish...
He did the watermelon.
He had the watermelon thing.
No, he smashes fruit.
Yeah, you know, he smashed fruit. He smashed fruit, but wasn't he, like, Carrot Top before fucking Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had like the... I remember one
special... He had the watermelon
special,
blimp.
He had the giant couch, and there would be like shit in there. And he had these obscure props.
As if he was...
I like the couch kid. Gag. I thought that was cool.
I mean, in all fairness, aside, you know, the props and the watermelons and all that stuff aside, I mean, the guy did, you know, write a couple good jokes.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Just well, he was just a mean person.
Gabe,
he's just a mean individual.
Let's just
I think with all that fruit and all that funny shit in his act. I don't know. I expected stand-ups to be just a little nicer. It's kind of a mean community sometimes.
Let's say together, fuck Gallagher and fuck his brother. Anything?
I don't know. Gallagher's brother might be just really cool.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But
so Gabe Sunday joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Gabe, tell us about that little short you have on your MySpace page about fucking Jennifer Lopez and her fucking ass. You guys,
have you guys seen it, or are you just hearing straight from the blowjob's mouth?
No, I'm not hearing straight from the blowjob's mouth. I actually took a look at it, and it was really fucking. It was fucking neat how you threw that together, because you would take clips from Jennifer Lopez in various movies. I believe what was that fucking shitty one she made with fucking Ben Affleck?
Giggly,
and whatever other fucking shit movie she was in, and you would
hey,
interject.
Watch it.
you would interject yourself.
Watch it, you bastard.
You would interject yourself in the scene with her, so it's like you were acting with her. It was fucking pretty ingenious. I fucking enjoyed it.
Well, thank you very much. It was a extreme half baked idea by me and my roommate Murph. That's my buddy Jordan right there screaming into the phone. Sorry about that.
Did you cut his cock off?
Anyways,
don't let him
tug on it.
I went out for an audition for some Jennifer Lopez movie, which was a weird concept. It was about Jennifer Lopez falling in love with some like 16-year-old kid who was like a genius at like picking stock market tips or something, and like she gets into a love relationship, and it was like a really weird reverse pedophile thing. I don't know, it was very strange.
Yeah.
And they told me that I didn't have sexual charisma enough to like compete with Jennifer Lopez. And so I told my roommates that, and they thought that was pretty damn hilarious. And so Murph and I wrote this short where I just pretty much said, "Well, fuck you. I'm a sexual god, so I'm going to plow Jennifer Lopez." And of course, you know, I did. So it's pretty, we got 80,000 hits on YouTube right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's actually pretty fucking neat. You can log on to myspace.com/GabeSunday and check it out. It is pretty neat.
Yeah, it's my MySpace account.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny. My parents were pretty much utterly offended when they first saw it. And my mom showed it to her knitting group. They thought it was hilarious, but
their knitting group.
It's gotten pretty good reactions.
That knitting group. Who has a knitting group?
We should start one.
I think I'm fucking hammered.
But,
we should start a knitting
group.
But
I think we're gonna do a couple more of them. I'm working on a movie right now, but after that, we're gonna do a couple more shorts.
What's the movie you're working on now? Now you're out in Hollywood, you know, hobnobbing it with the rich and famous. So
that's how we roll out here. I just did some coke with John Belushi.
Nice.
That's how we roll out.
Now here. You're a young guy, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I can still do the Hollywood thing. I'm fucking Oprah. You know how it works.
Are you in college or no?
Nah, I came out here. I came out here. I was going to be, you know, go to film school or whatever. But I landed into this this movie actually that I'm working on right now, and I just started working on a film, and I just didn't see the point in going to film school as long as I was working on a film. It's just what better. Experience and actually working on it, so that's what I'm doing now. It's a movie called. Can I say the movie name? All right, it's a movie called My Suicide, and I play the lead, and David Carradine's in it, and Joe Montana's in it, and
Joe Montana
from The Simpsons is in it.
Well, I can say I went to film school. I went to film school. This is Josh Gogan talking. I went to film school, and you did not waste any opportunities there. It is a waste of time.
Where'd you go?
I went to the School of Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's a hobnob.
Hey.
Did it cost you an assload of money?
The guy who produced Bats, the movie Bats, was the dean.
Really?
Yeah.
He also did Snakes on a Plane.
That's a genius idea.
It's like everybody's got, you can get digital cameras now, and, you know, you can get all the equipment you need, and, you know, I'm a big fan of movies. I just, you know, I watch special edition DVDs all day, and I'm just a big fan of film, you know, and I just wanted to start making it right away, so, you know, I don't know. That's what I'm doing. So I fucked Jennifer Lopez, and that's that.
Hey, Gabe, you were saying during the during the break that someone was taping you right now.
Yeah. The behind the scenes crew, Miss Angie Hill. She's hot as can be.
Really?
And
did you bang her?
Am I banging her? No. She actually just got engaged.
Really? Do you want to bang her?
You should bang her.
Yeah.
she's got the ring on.
Who cares?
It was a pretty expensive ring, I think.
Whatever.
that's what I said.
Uh-huh. But, is she there with you?
I'm in the behind the scenes right now, and so I'm pacing around with the phone.
Is she there with you?
Say hi, Andy.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi. Ooh, Angie. Hi.
Yeah.
Wow. Angie sounds like...
She's got a lip piercing.
So what was...
Whoa, put her on. Forget Gabe. Put her on.
Yeah, Gabe, get off the phone.
So what was your process making this move? This short? What, I mean, like, did you just watch the movie and write around it, or did you have, what ideas did you have?
Well, we thought it would be really funny. I'm a big, you know, Airplane fan, you know, David Zucker and, you know, shit like that. And, you know, I like that kind of comedy. That's where, like, the anal beats came from. Ooh, I'm giving away too much. But,
whoa!
We came up with the idea, just, you know, to intercut into a movie. So we had to sit through like 12 Jennifer Lopez movies, which was just god awful. Like, I knew that lady did some bad movies, but Jesus Christ, like, there are some bad freaking movies that Jennifer Lopez has done.
So
we sat through all those and wrote down things that she said that we could, you know, take as being sexual, and just kind of pieced it together and thought that, you know, the main goal of my character would be to have anal sex with Jennifer Lopez. A couple bong hits later, and we were there.
Did you research, check out the Billy Crystal Oscar things where he did a similar thing, or was that, you know?
Well, I've always been a big fan of the whole the Billy Crystal undercutting the Oscars. That's always been my favorite part of the Oscars. I'm sure that had something to play into it. I always thought that was just really funny. But I also kind of like doing it, like intercutting film with, you know, shitty digital video. I just thought it was really funny. But actually, Angie, the girl who's shooting behind the scenes, actually DP'd it and shot that for me. She did a good job.
So what's next? Well, I mean, are you going to do a similar project? Do you want to go for something else, or?
I don't know. For the shorts, we've got a couple ideas. But it's going to be a while. I'm me and my buddy Jordan, who screamed into the phone, are editing the My Suicide movie, because we're filmmakers as well. And I've been working on this movie for about 3 years. In the end, the My Suicide movie that we're working on right now is going to end up being as long as college. So we're doing that, and that'll take us through the next couple months. And then, yeah, just more projects, and hopefully score some big Jennifer Lopez movie.
So you're out in L.A. now?
Out in Hollywood, yeah.
All right. What is your opinion of the illegal immigrants?
Of the illegal immigrants? I love them. Gabe. Great sex with illegal immigrants. That's why I like Jennifer Lopez so much.
Do you use them for the... do you use them as crew members?
They're fantastic.
You
love the illegal immigrants.
Do you ever have them as on a crew?
What do you think of the illegal immigrants?
It depends on the illegal immigrant, really.
Well, are we talking about the smelly Germans, or are we talking about the Mexicans?
We're talking about all of them, actually.
I don't think Gabe can hear me right now.
I like Gabe. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the overweight ones.
Really?
Gabe, that one?
the big Mexicans.
So Gabe can't hear.
So,
me
but even,
because
would you?
We have this setup.
You ever use
so
any of them? Do you ever
talk.
Use any of them for like the? If you're like your crew or anything?
Something. I mean,
Do you have a big crew for the
right
for the project you're working on now?
Do I have a big crew? Well, we had a crew when we were shooting
it.
I don't think any of them were illegal immigrants.
Small crew.
But I don't know. I would make a whole crew out of illegal immigrants.
Now, that being the case, though, I mean, you would think that you know, communication is key when making a film. How would you get around that? Would you have a translator? Or do you speak Spanish?
Well, with communication issues with Mexican migrant workers.
Yeah,
you know, you just got to hit them with a shovel
and point.
That works. Yeah.
Yeah, castration works. That keeps them in check.
But you can only do that once.
They need to know who's boss. You just chop off the balls. Hold it in front of them. Say when you're done with the project, you get them back.
Yeah, then make them call you Jefe, right?
Yes.
Hefe?
Hefe.
Yeah. Call me Hefe.
Hefe.
All right. So the MySpace page is MySpace/GabeSunday. Gabe, do you have any other websites?
Well, yeah. The YouTube is the main one that you go onto YouTube and you log into Sex with J-Lo or My Sex with J-Lo or Sex with J-Lo or Gabriel Sunday or Mexican Migrant Workers or whatever. And type that in. You should be able to find it. And I don't know. Do you have any other web pages? Do you have anything? Regenerate.org.
What is that?
I don't know.
What exactly?
That's that company I'm doing this movie with. But I don't know. They probably don't want to be associated with Mexican Migrant Workers.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to associate with Mexican Migrant Workers for one project.
So are you guys going to ever do like a video show of this or something? Or is this just...
No, it's all audio. It's all audio.
You know, if we did that, it would just be me masturbating constantly. And...
Are you guys all naked when you do this? Is that why?
Yes. My bag is on Josh's forehead right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, you ever cornhole each other?
He washes it, so...
Know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes. I like fucking anal sex, Gabe. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's an ISO.
All right, Gabe. Gabe Sunday, cool kid, man, from out
Pro
there in
immigrant.
Hollywood.
All right.
The guy's going to be fucking the next.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. That was really cool. I enjoyed conversing with Jenny Blowjob.
Good luck with the short, and I hope it gets a lot more hits, man.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Hey, thanks. And call me next time Jamie Kennedy is on, all right?
All right, I will.
Funny guy.
I don't know if I'm doing the Mask 3 or anything, but something might interest you in my future.
You know what? Yeah. If you film Mask 3, I think it'll be better than The Mask or The Return of the Mask. Whatever the fuck
Son
that movie
mask.
Was. Yeah. Do you know
luck with your show,
Gabe,
guys, and yeah.
Before I let you go, did you know that Jamie Kennedy was in Boogie Nights?
Jamie Kennedy was not in Boogie Nights.
He was. And I will
tell me where.
Know.
I'm a huge fan of that movie. Where was he in
his
that movie?
Scenes were cut out.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's depressing. Boogie Nights is a great film.
I don't know why I brought that up, but fuck it. Might as well.
It's trivia.
All
I
right,
think
never
you
know.
Want Jamie Kennedy. That's what I think.
You never know when you're going to need Rock. Trivia, man. Never.
Hold on. Rock has a sound drop to play. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Here it is. Hold on. I don't know.
This is for Gabe Sunday.
Holy shit.
Wait.
Holy shit. I'm sucking Jamie Kennedy's cock and feeling his balls.
There you go, Gabe. All right, Gabe, we'll let you go. MySpace.com/GabeSunday, everybody. Gabe Sunday.
YouTube, baby, YouTube. All right, thanks, fellas.
All right, buddy, later.
Bye.
All right. That's Gabe Sunday on the LunaticRadio.com show.
All right, so, all right.
All right, now you're back on, Rock.
So,
we cut off Rocket's mic so Gabe couldn't hear me. He was just making noises.
That was fun.
I think he heard a little bit of it. I don't know.
Sometimes I got loud of short.
I think you have a moosh in there.
Dude, sounds like you guys are in a car. Does it? Oh, come on.
Oh,
I'm not knowing that.
Fuck.
Are
you?
Suck.
Do you?
Really?
I wanted to suck Bernard's cock.
That's what you get for that.
Oh, well, now I got to give thanks to Jim Norton for the idea.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do
you? Shut up.
See, because then we get into like a rhythm of doing it.
I don't know. We'll just do it the rest of the show. All right. So what are we doing, Rock? We doing a break?
If you want, sure.
I feel like regrouping. That was... We should probably regroup.
Regrouping.
Regroup.
Josh knows the lingo already.
Regrouping.
And we'll think of something else to talk about after the commercial. Okay, back on the LunaticRadio.com show right after fucking this.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce. What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
And now back to the show.
Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Fuck, these guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com. Yep. Oh, that flash of Doritos at the camera. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Eating Doritos.
Yeah, eating Doritos, drinking beer, and drinking vitamin water, looking at naked chicks and magazines, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show.
You know what the most amazing thing with this night so far is with all the, like, the issues and problems? Our old reliable Mr. Stable Heat fan on the couch
Heat
holding
court. Yeah, we're checking out the lunaticradio.com chat room. And it's a new chat room. And it's not many people in there because I guess people don't know, can't figure out the new chat room.
No, it's a pretty decent list. Just the video chat's kind of minimal because it's kind of slowing it down. But we're working on it. Ray is doing a fantastic job, and everyone should say thank you, Ray, for being so wonderful and making this.
Well, Heat Fan is one of our listeners. He is in Miami, I believe, right? Because he's a Heat fan, the Miami Heat basketball team.
Maybe
Heat fan, please tell me you're not a you're not in captivity. You're not an alien Gonzalez. What was that? Who was that guy back in the day?
Alien Gonzalez.
Alien Gonzalez.
Little alien.
Alien Gonzalez. He's not.
I think
he's okay, right? He's living like in an apartment or something.
Yeah, he's uptown right now.
He's all right.
He's all right. Down that bottle of beer that's there. We need to start doing crazy things in the chat room.
I want
to
know about Heat fan. The listener in our chat room. I want to know what he does.
We want to know his deal.
Get to know the real Heat fan.
You know what? Fucking
Heat fan behind the music.
You know what? This I heard a fucking great line by Jay Moore one time, and when he was doing his stand up, he was talking. he was halfway through his stand up, and he goes, "I'm fucking done talking." And he goes to the audience, "You fucking talk now." So I want to hear from fucking Heat fan. Hey, Ronnie Beans is in the house, everybody.
How are you?
Good.
What's up, Ronnie Beans? Joining us after his assassinations. How many assassinations do we have tonight, Ronnie Beans?
It was a slow night.
it was a slow night for assassinations.
Only two.
Polish Bob is stepping out. You gonna join the program?
Sure. You want.
Do you want your seat, the jump seat, Ronnie? All righty.
You can have the big penis today.
Okay.
All right, Ronnie Beans joining the program. We got Josh Gogan in the studios playing Carolines on July 19th. That's this Wednesday, everybody, at 8 o'clock p.m.
CringeHumor.net, xratedshirts.com.
To reserve tickets, call 212-757-4100. That's 212-757-4100. We were talking about Heat Fan in the chat room.
What's he doing?
We want to know about him.
Like, what's his deal?
Yeah, because we think he's, like, held captive by somebody.
Like, who's got him?
Yeah, who's got Heat Fan?
There's somebody off camera.
Yeah, there's somebody, like, off camera with, like, an AK-47. That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like I'm on a high chair.
Yeah, director's chair. Big studio. We got a packed studio tonight. We got beers, too, Ronnie Beans, if you want one.
No. Do you have anything other than beer?
There's vitamin water in the cooler.
Sweet.
Water with
vitamins. There we go. By the way, the news has been going off the hook with this fucking heat wave that's hit the United States. All around the country, it's fucking hot.
It's hot everywhere. It is July.
Everywhere you go, there's fucking heat. It's 90 degrees. It's a fucking 100 degrees. And you go to fucking Arizona, it's fucking 180. That's what I'm thinking. And the news is going crazy with this fucking this heat wave shit.
How is Fat Kev like living?
You know what? In Arizona, it's like a fucking dry heat.
I talked to Fat Kev today.
It's like you're getting baked, right, Ryan? B?
Yeah, I said, Fat Kev, what are you doing? He's like, playing golf because I'm the fucking shit.
Yeah, it's just hot, and everybody's talking about the heat.
Oh my god, this is so gay. This is so.
Just an excuse to do this, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty much my whole entire setup was just to play this song.
It's the longest setup for this.
I know. This is actually from the soundtrack of Cobra. Remember Cobra?
Yeah.
Isn't that they use the disease and the cure?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
State of the new world.
Ronnie Beans, I can't imagine you like the heat. Being a big guy, can't like the heat.
I don't mind it.
You don't mind
my air conditioner broke, but I got that fixed.
Yeah.
And then then all was well.
All was well?
Yeah, I had to threaten a few people with bodily harm if they didn't fix it.
Josh Gogan, you're from North Carolina. I'm sure you feel the heat.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity. It's the, yeah.
Ah. You got a little fucking, you know, sweaty ball thing.
I hate, I'm a 72 degree guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I like it.
I'm not digging it. I got more heat songs. Here we go. As it's mid-July, more heat songs. This is a good one.
Dude, can you give me that other chair over there, Rocket? I hate this one.
The lack of show prep is really starting to show.
It is now. It is now. We're changing chairs here.
Did the other one wasn't too sturdy.
I'm being called a meteorologist by Bryant.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, we love the heat, man. It's fucking just too hot. That's what I'm thinking.
It is. It's just, it's not acceptable.
Not acceptable to be this hot.
Is this what we do?
It is. I got one. Ron, you know this song right here, right? Summertime. Like this. No, wait. I got Ron's song. This is bringing it back, everybody, to early 90s. Drums, please.
Yeah, that's right. Going to a barbecue, it's starting at 4.
You want to boogie down on this one, Ron?
It's 2 miles an hour, so everybody can see you.
Right.
So what I missed? What's going on?
You know, we didn't do much today.
Really? All right, good.
But we did so much without doing anything at all.
Good stuff.
It's really weird.
So what do you think of this setup there, Josh?
I like it. I really like it, yeah.
By the way, if anybody complains, that was me naked in the parking lot.
You were naked in the parking lot?
I had to change.
Okay.
So.
Changed out of the assassination uniform?
Yes.
And
had to get in my you know, my cozy clothes.
So you were naked in the parking lot for a
little bit,
showing a little bag.
Well, yeah, you know, showing the ass. How you doing?
You nice. Probably had to do the powder rub. You ever do the powder rub with the bulls?
The powder rub.
He's talking about the gold bond.
Yeah. No, I've never done that.
The gold bond in the high density areas.
You never do that?
No. Uh-uh.
You know, to keep the chafing down.
I understand the concept, but it still seems creepy to me.
You wouldn't
prevent swamp ass.
Josh has got a little OCD thing going on.
Really?
Yeah. So you want to do the powder rub?
Which what? You don't like dirty stuff?
No.
Clean guy?
No, not one of those guys. I got like weird little things. Like they were making fun of me earlier today because I got a burger and fries and I ate all my fries first.
Okay.
I have to do that. I have to eat all the fries first. And
all right.
And then the burger.
Wow.
See, that's fucking odd.
So what happens if you don't get fries? Or do you always get fries?
No, I don't always get fries.
So what do you do if you don't have fries?
Then I eat the fucking burger.
It's not like set in stone or anything?
No. I mean, I don't have to get the fries, but if I have the fries, I have to eat the fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Ron, what's up with this party you had?
My sister's had another kid, so we threw a big party.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, that reminds me. I got to go to Rory Karpf last week.
Uh-huh.
Karpf. Spilled the beans on me. I don't get to announce anything or say anything.
Yeah.
I am going to be a dad in January.
All right. Yay. Congratulations.
By the way, here we go.
Rory.
You have music for this?
Says, oh, shite.
Do we? There we go. Yeah. That's it. That's what you get. You're going to be a dad, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Knock up Rory's wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Round two.
Buzzing.
Wazinger.
See, he said I was stealing his act, and that was sort of the act I was stealing.
Really? So you're going to be a dad?
Yeah. And I'm freaking out about it. I don't know. Like, I'm okay with it at times, but other times I'm not that responsible of a person.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I have dogs, but they're easy.
Yeah. You let them out. You let them out on the lawn.
And I don't feed them.
Right.
I got to feed her.
Dogs don't have to go to college.
I dump a bag of food into these feeders once a month.
Yes.
And they're good. I don't have to. They're the most. I'm not a responsible guy.
Right.
So I'm a little freaked out.
So you're gonna start doing the I'm married to my wife, I got the kid.
See,
type
that's
of
the, I don't
humor.
Do that, I don't do that stuff anyway, but I can't help it. I started writing some of that. So
you're gonna have to do it.
So my solution is I will magically have a sister who's pregnant, and I'll just be talking about her. So I got my sister pregnant, and
I bet you that's a real knee slapper in North Carolina.
No.
Does that kill in North Carolina?
No, I haven't done that in North Carolina. But it's yeah. No. I mean, I'm still not fully got a hold of it. We did the first sonogram a few weeks ago, and and we're not that far along, but it's a little tiny, it's like a little person in there, and it was moving. I didn't expect it to be moving. Mm-hmm. Its arms and legs are moving around like it's trying to
get
comfortable.
And, right.
Wow. I expected to just see like a little lump. And
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a gob of stuff.
No.
It's a person.
Yeah, it was a little alien.
Chilling out.
Yeah.
Was he smoking?
No. I wish it would make things a little easier.
Yeah.
I won't have to worry about it for that long.
Jesus.
Oh, God, I hope my wife's not listening.
No, don't worry, no one's listening.
Nobody's listening.
My mom's real excited about it, though. She's been on me for the last, 5 years about wanting to be a grandma, and now it's here.
Knock somebody up.
Yeah.
Get on it. I want a kid.
Yeah. Is it me, or did it suddenly get hotter since Ronnie Beans got here?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Ron brought a warm front with him.
He brought the heat with
that
him.
That happens.
It was outside. It was fine. And then Ronnie. Yeah.
Ron has his own stationary front.
Yeah.
I hope there's not a hurricane coming through that door in a couple minutes.
It's usually,
I can't deal with it.
I have an aura around
it
me.
It does.
Depending on what I eat last, depends on what kind of aura it is.
Yeah. Ron can spin around about four times and it will be fucking next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Good.
Right. If you run around me real fast, counterclockwise, it'll be last Tuesday.
Right. We can go back in time like Superman.
Right.
Yeah,
Ron's
absolutely.
A traveling machine.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
what,
right.
A traveling machine? What did I just say?
That's right. Yeah. One ass cheek, it's AM. The other ass cheek, it's PM.
Yeah. By the way, we're on the brink of World War III.
Yeah.
Anybody
want
to pick sides or anything?
First of all, are any of us of draft age?
Well, he's a tank.
Okay.
Polish Bob.
Yeah, but I mean, would
I'm over draft age.
Yeah, would you get the call?
No, I'm done.
What's the age?
I think
it's like 28, right?
Yeah, I'm right on the border right now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm in.
I'm done.
All right.
Rocket's going to go to war with them chops.
All right. I think Rocket's the only one to worry about it then.
Cool,
the rest
man.
Don't have to give a shit.
Let's nominate Rocket,
Good luck, little fella.
You know what we'll do? We'll fling him
back.
We'll fling him over the border into Lebanon and just have him scream.
Yeah. He'll clear out the whole fucking band.
Yes.
Give Rocket a microphone.
We all run with their hands on their ears.
Have live remotes.
Scud Rocket. Yeah. Yeah. So you're of draft age.
The mullahs will declare a fatwa on his sideburns.
I think by the time America gets fucking all involved, because we're getting involved, dude. We can't fucking go a little fucking skirmish between the countries without becoming involved. You know what I mean?
Had a few pops today.
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear Bush today? That the drop he did, and when the mics were still on, you didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear.
He's doing drops.
Did you hear that?
I heard the end of it.
Well,
I didn't hear
basically.
The whole... I heard him talk about Kofi.
Well, yeah, they were at the GA convention, uh-huh. And he was talking with Tony Blair, and he said something to the fact he didn't realize the mic was still on, and he says, I wish Syria would go in and stop this shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I love fucking George W., man.
Well, and then he's like, I'm going to get on the phone to COVID, tell him make something happen.
Yeah, right?
You know what? He's got such a problem with communicating. That's his biggest problem is he doesn't communicate well. But if he would just say that.
Yeah, then people would listen and respect him.
Because that's when people expect him, when he called that reporter an asshole before. And, I wish they'd come and stop this shit. You know, all right, I get you, buddy. Now we're on the same page.
Like when he does his speeches or his fucking press conferences, he seems like he's trying to act smarter than he is.
Yeah.
so he fucks up all the time. You know what I mean? Just fucking talk like you fucking do to your fucking wife or your kids or the fucking the dude, you know, mowing your lawn.
Be somebody we can relate to.
Yeah.
Because you know, that makes sense, that statement.
Yeah.
You seriously getting like stop all this shit so that it doesn't, you know, continue and spread.
Yeah, but you know, what are they gonna do? You know?
I'm real right, but I mean
they're gonna stir it up even worse and then you know you have to
potentially, but
from what I understand, and I'm not no fucking guy, I don't.
That's for sure.
I don't pay no fucking attention to the news, but Lebanon's really not in this fucking deal, Ronnie Beans.
Not really. They don't have any control of what the other guys do. They're just sort of there.
What is the fucking Hezbollah?
It's like Al Qaeda. Yeah, it's a terrorist organization funded by Syria and Iran.
And they're just fucking chilling out in Lebanon, and Lebanon's going, "What the fuck is going on?"
They can't
on?
Do anything. Can't do anything. Most of the population probably supports what they do. So what are they going to do?
Maybe it's like when you know you're hanging out and some guy starts some shit, so you hit the guy next to him. You know, like you just act like a fucking nut.
Yeah.
So then the people who are kind of messing with you go, "All right, let's just leave this guy alone. He's obviously got a problem."
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Israel's doing. Yeah. We'll just lash out at anybody that right now that, you know.
Well, what happened? What it was the Hezbollah fucking kidnapped like 8 guys. And
well,
then,
if the supposedly the thing is that at the G8 summit, Iran wanted to take themselves off the burner, so to speak. So Iran ordered Hezbollah to start acting up to make that the story, not the fact that Iran wants nuclear weapons the story. That's the latest.
Makes sense.
Read the New York Times, Karen.
Fuck the New York Times.
Read, Karen.
Yeah, read.
I'm reading.
Read something
stuff
other than the Post, okay?
No, I don't want to. I
all
really
right
don't.
So how about those Wayans brothers, huh?
Yeah. I really don't want to.
But you know, my problem is that like the media has this horrible tendency, and it just happens more and more, you know, of really blowing things out of proportion. And now it's getting to the point, like I went to CNN today to try to find out stuff. Now a lot of their news you have to pay for. Like a lot of their like feeds and stuff like that, yeah. Like they had this one link if you want to see like what's happening live right now on Lebanon TV. You have to pay to like to view some of their other sources.
Really?
So you have to be like a member to CNN.com, which drives me batty because that they're basically for news. Now you got to pay for news, you know. So now there's going to give them more incentive to do more crazy, more like exaggerated stories to entice you to go to their site so that you're willing to pay more money. Now, granted, okay, I'm not saying none of this is happening over there in Lebanon. But part of me truly believes that deep down, some of these things are being exaggerated. Like this, to me personally, this term World War III is getting thrown out way too much for its own good right now.
Yeah.
I think it's way too early. But as soon as one person jumps on the bandwagon, everyone has to. Because then you, as a media company, look like schmucks because you're not joining this bandwagon. Like, oh, you know, we reported it first. We saw World War III coming before everyone else, you know?
That would drive me batty, too.
And that's what really grinds Rocket's gears.
Really grinds my gears.
It's just a fucking skirmish right now, right, Ronnie Beans?
Who knows?
It's a skirmish between two little fucking bastards.
What happened to the titty talk? I rolled down here, it's like the McNeil Lair report, you know?
Next issue!
Fucking McLaughlin report.
I think that's the problem. You know, Rocket brings up a good point, though. I think the news really is, they're a big part of the problem, you know? Like, we wouldn't give a shit about most of the stuff that goes on, but they have to find 24 hours. We shouldn't have 24 hours.
I know, right? It shouldn't be.
You know, and each one's trying to outdo themselves because it's all for ratings.
Yeah.
So they got to have something exciting, you know? Like, when nothing's going on, that's why you hear about the girl kidnapped in Bahamas.
Normally, who gives a fuck? They're continuing that story.
And it should happen every day.
It's a horrible tragedy, but I mean, they're just trying to, like, dig up shit and things like
that. Don't watch the news anymore.
No, I don't. I do not watch the news.
Unless it's that French girl.
I just happened to go to CNN.com today just to like kind of catch up a little bit in case we talked about it tonight and have to pay for shit.
Unless it's the French girl smoking the hookah.
All right, let's just end the conversation by this. Ronnie Beans, are you worried right now?
No.
And that's it.
When will you be worried?
When my gas goes up to $5 again.
There you go.
Okay. But you won't be worried, say, fucking Iran.
What, worried,
jump in his
worried that that shit's going to be blowing up near my house? No. Worried that I'm going to have to pay $5 a gallon? That's when I'll worry way. Yeah. What, you mean worried economically or worried like I shouldn't fly anymore? Like there's two different worries. I'm not worried.
No?
Nah.
Economic sense, maybe a little bit, but that's
a little
it.
Bit, but not much. That's but it. I'm not worried. You know what this is? It'll flare down, you know. Yeah. And worst comes to worst, Israel kills every one of them. That's it. Yeah, because they'll do it. Because they're nuts.
Hands are tied.
Yeah, they'll do that. They'll just be like, we'll kill every one of them. We don't care.
Hands are tied. We're sending some bumps.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Actually, in all seriousness, you should get worried if Tel Aviv gets bombed. Then you should be worried.
Tel Aviv. Now Tel Aviv. Why?
Because that would mean that the rockets that Hezbollah is getting is they don't have a rocket that can reach Tel Aviv. If they do hit Tel Aviv, that means they definitely got it from Iran, which would widen the conflict.
So that would, do you think that would bring in fucking the United States?
Probably not. No, that would just mean Israel would start bombing everybody instead of just the southern border of Lebanon. They'll start hitting Syria. They'll start hitting Iran. And then it's a mess.
Is Israel like a little fucking powerhouse?
You don't want to fuck with Israel.
Nah?
No.
They got nukes, right?
They don't have the people.
Fuck some shit up?
They don't have, like the U.S. says, oh, don't kill citizens and civilians.
Oh, they're maniacs.
They'll kill everyone. Yeah. They'll just kill everyone. They don't care. Because that's the whole thing. They don't, they have no, like. They have no limits on what they'll do. They'll just be like, you got in the way of our rocket or our bomb.
I like these
motherfuckers. Too bad for you.
They're little Tasmanian devils. Yeah. Just go,
like the fucking mob. I love them.
Pound for pound, probably the best army in the world. Pound for pound.
Oh, really? Yeah. And they're small little, they're like fucking.
They're tough as nails.
They have to be,
like
though.
California.
They have to be. They're, I mean, they're threatened.
Yeah, they're threatened daily.
Every border.
Yeah.
Nobody likes them there.
Yeah.
You have to. It's kind of like if you're,
if you were the only white kid in Harlem, you'd be a pretty good fighter.
Yeah, right. You know? Exactly.
And that's what they are. They're the white kid in the middle of Harlem.
Right.
Racist.
Yeah, because everybody around them fucking hates them. Racist.
What?
Bigot.
Bigot from the fucking
here we
gallery.
Go. We're getting to something.
All right, everybody. All right, word up. You're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show. Rock, do we need to do a break? Or did we just come back from break? I don't remember. I'm hammered.
Did I even hit the thing? Yeah, no, we're fine. We're doing a show.
All right, let's do a fucking break because I got to regroup.
Ooh, it's hot.
Can we do a break and regroup with Ronnie Beans? Because Ronnie Beans got to talk about Vegas.
Woo!
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
Vegas.
All right, so we'll do a break. Come back on the LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, what's going on? This is adult film star Kurt Lockwood, and you are listening to www.lunaticradio.com.
TBS Radio is on the Mobile Broadcast Network. Take the best internet radio station in the world wherever you go. Visit tpsradio.net for full details on how you can listen to TBS Radio through Nextel Wireless Internet on your cell phone via dial-up or your internet-enabled cell. All made possible by the Mobile Broadcast Network. Find out more by visiting mymbn.com or tpsradio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break, emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Big studio.
Yeah.
Full studio.
Yeah.
Ronnie Beans, Josh Gogan.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing Caroline's this Wednesday, July 19th.
CringeHumor.net.
Rockington Studio. CringeHumor.net.
X-RatedShirts.com.
Polish Bob in the background.
Pete Bizzle.
Chilling out.
Is this hot to you, this chick, doing this?
I don't know. I never seen her. She's
not unbelievably hot.
No, not her looking. But the fact that she's doing it.
Not really.
Really?
Not so much.
Because I saw Kitty when the...
yeah.
And
they have to be good looking, too. Yeah. The voice alone isn't going to do
it. I saw Kitty, the guitar player. The old guitar player. She was hottie.
Yeah.
But the singer, she was cute.
Right.
But the fact that she was like, really just, I don't know. Yeah.
Got you going?
Me out. Yeah.
It's definitely a plus, but I'd have to see her. Like, if she looked like, she looked like Ricky Lake and did this, it still wouldn't work.
Well, yeah.
You know?
She'd
have to be hot. You know?
The chick from Flyleaf is hot.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah, no, man. I'm telling you. She's hot.
Let's say it's Chrissy Brinkley doing it.
Okay, yeah, it's hot.
Dude, the chick from Flyleaf, she's a fucking, hardcore rocker, whatever the fuck it is.
She's like 4 foot nothing.
Yeah, but she's hot, right?
And 100 and nothing.
Yeah. Like 90 nothing.
90 and nothing. Yo, do you know, is the girl from Motep hot?
She's not so hot.
Yeah, she's weird looking.
know.
Right? Most of these, like, hard metal chicks are not hot.
No. Yeah, but there's something hot about a chick that doesn't metal like a guy.
I understand where you're going. Like, right, yeah.
The girl from Lacuna Coil is hot.
By the way,
she doesn't do the growling.
By the way, we have boobs in the chat room, in the lunaticradio.com chat room.
You missed it. I missed it. God damn it.
If you don't listen to the show live, you miss out on the boobs. Our great listener there. She's an A-game listener.
Is that Postal?
Gone Postal just showed her fucking rack again. It's hot. I love her fucking rack.
And there's she's got a nice ass, too.
Dude, she's fucking tantastic.
You want to be able to...
Tantastic.
Because she's a very tan girl.
You got to be able to zoom in on the cams.
I like the...
Postal. Tell Postal to call the show.
Oh, you can. Look at that.
I like what she does the ass. I like the ass shots.
You Postal. Postal, call the fucking show.
It depends.
You're not... I'm more about the ass.
Really?
I gotta admit it, yeah.
I don't really have one way.
Oh, I think she's going up. I think she's standing up again. Well, what's she doing?
Show the ass.
Show
the
ass.
There we go. Yeah,
LunaticRadio.com chat room.
Yeah.
Come on.
And for Bean.
Because she, like, you know, she arches her back right and everything, you know.
She's got a great padunkadunk. Ron, she's got a great padunkadunk.
Yeah, like, you could set your beer on that thing.
Yeah, you can.
You're like, come here, let me set my beer on your ass. There you go.
If you got two of her
don't move
asses,
too much. Don't knock it over.
If you got two of her asses, you could build a bridge.
See, like my goal would be to put my PlayStation on.
The comedy doesn't work when you're 5 years.
It was a bit of a stretch on that
yeah,
one.
Thank you.
You could, like, make a table.
You can make a bridge.
If you had, like, two of her asses and a 4x2, you could make, like, a bookshelf with it.
I was going for a bridge.
You take three of her asses and some wheels, and you got an ottoman.
Assholes.
Trying.
Dude,
trying.
I want to put my PlayStation on her ass and play Killzone.
Just to do it, right?
With, like, the headset ordering people around. Left, left, cover left, cover left.
Every time I call, I can't. What?
Where?
What the fuck was that?
What?
Tell her to call.
Does she have the,
I want Postal. Gone Postal is one of our listeners getting naked in the chat room. We want to talk to her as she gets naked. Maybe we can, like, tell her what to do.
Yeah, Postal, instant message Lunatic Radio on AIM, and then we'll work it out.
Yeah, Postal, get it going. Let's work this out, because Heat Fan wants to jerk off.
It's about time Heat Fan had some action.
Do you know, if Heat Fan told us how much the ransom was, we could probably make it.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking for a guy like him, $1.25. Well, let's get it going.
We gotta start blinking once for yes, twice for no. You need help, sir.
Yeah. Nice.
It's lunaticradio.com show, everybody. Just hanging out today, man. Seriously, we have a cooler full of beer, just drinking and doing the show. Before the show, Ronnie Beans, Josh and I, and Rock looked at each other and, like, we got nothing. Okay, turn on the mics.
And where'd you go? Where'd you go beforehand?
We went to Phil's. And,
did you go to Phil's?
Yeah.
Dude, one of the waitresses there had a phenomenal ass.
They all do.
Phil's
no,
is
No, not all of them.
Phil's is good for
waitresses. But this one was, like, you know, she's, like, tall and blonde.
Yeah,
but, I know who he's talking about.
No, it was a different girl.
One. Ooh.
Dude, but from the front, she didn't look like she had anything.
Right.
But when she turned around, boom.
Right, yeah.
Right there. You could if you had two of those, you probably could have put, like, you know, a suspension bridge upon it.
Abutment?
An abutment.
Abutment.
Yeah, bridge abutment.
Footings.
Man, I go to slam Kieran and here I come with nothing.
Hold on. All right. Yeah. No, the chick that fills the local sports bar here on Long Island. Very hot.
Mm.
Her ass, she had a weird body. It was like she was very thin, not huge cans. Very thin, but then her butt was just like a bubble.
Yeah.
It was like a bubble. Just pop out.
And here comes Postal.
Out of nowhere.
She had a beanpole body with a big butt.
Yeah. Is she on the line?
And, you know, her personality was not.
Hey, Gone Postal.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Listen, I had no service. I'm going to probably get cut out.
That's all okay. Right. Well,
we'll, hang in there with
you.
We're
going to make for a good phone call.
Work fast, fellas. Come on.
Hey, can we see your boobs again? Because I'm a hammer.
Oh, she said sure.
Sweet.
Look, there she goes. There they
are. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
You really have good boobs.
Oh, come on, Rocket.
There
we go. Nice.
Wow, those are fantastic.
Those are nice.
Josh is on Long Island.
Huh? You what?
Josh is on Long Island.
Yeah, I am.
He's
yeah.
here in studio with us.
And I can't see him. He's like 2 minutes away.
What?
Oh. Show the ass again. Wow. She's showing her ass. This is Gone Postal. She's in our chat room, and she's getting naked for us. Ashley's on the phone, and we can see her via webcam in the lunaticradio.com chat room.
The ass is where it's at.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? You got a... Her, what is that? Her the small of her back?
Yes.
It's fucking fantastic.
And she doesn't have any tattoos.
No
lower back tattoo.
Yeah, right. She's one hot chick that doesn't have that fucking bullseye tattoo on her back. That's great. I like that.
That is respectable.
I'm only doing this because you have a special guest.
Ooh.
So be it.
Wow. Polish Bob, you hear that?
Yeah.
Special guest.
Polish Bob.
Josh wins.
Have a nice apartment.
That's the only words Bob's uttered in the last half hour or whatever.
And it wasn't on mic.
You got the nice apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know.
This is a first too for me because usually I'm gone by this time.
Josh,
usually
you
I'm out and what?
You want to take over the helm and tell her what to do?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't know where to begin.
How about that blue shirt, Gone Postal?
Blue shirt.
Was that the blue shirt?
The blue shirt. Do you have a blue shirt on? Is that a blue shirt?
Yes.
Ooh.
Can that like find the floor?
Awful.
What do you think? What is it gonna cost me if that shirt for that shirt to find the floor?
Tell him dinner.
I'm hammered, by the way.
Wow, this is Kieran's.
All right. I'm working.
Good
on
going.
There we go.
Yeah, that shirt you got looks real nice. It looked good in a pile on the floor.
Yeah, hack. That's me right there, hacky guy. Wow.
You know what? I like that. I like that.
Now we got
like
the bra. Now we're seeing the bra.
We got the bra, and the bra is not... You know what? I like the bra.
Gone Postal.
Hey, you guys are going
to
get me in trouble.
Oh,
how
no.
So?
With what?
In LL World, no ladies get in trouble.
Yeah. You're just doing it. It's a radio bit. It's not...
Yeah.
You didn't really do it.
Yeah, you're not really doing it right now.
Look at this!
Oh, the bra's coming off, everybody.
Wow.
And now we're going to have full... Wow, wait. Wait for it.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Guys on the podcast who are listening to the podcast and not going in the chat room, you really miss out.
Oh,
by the way, guys,
we'll be hearing from it coming on the message board
this
week.
I know. We always hear
I'm
from it.
Right now.
What's that?
They're hating us right now.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Oh, well.
But I will not hate you if you show me those boobs.
Look at them. Just let go of the arm. Just let it go.
Let's
go. Free them. Free them.
Free the cans, woman.
Free the cans.
Like they're doves.
There they are.
Nice.
Ooh. There they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like two snare drums right there. I love those.
Oh, wow.
Look at them things.
Play with the nipples. She works out.
Play you got nipples. You know, Postal, you have the kind of boobs that people just want to poke. You ever want to just poke a boob?
Not really.
I do.
You work out, Postal, you work out?
Like they're buttons.
You a gym rat, Postal?
I do what?
Are you a gym rat? You work out a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah? Let me. This is going to be a rude request. Let me see those arms.
What?
The arm?
Give me a gunshot. Let me see a bicep. Yeah. Come on. Bicep pose. Xena Warrior Prince.
Look at her.
Nice.
Man. Wow.
She's a one-tone woman.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Mm.
Can you make the letter O? Or V.
All right, how many jumping jacks you think you can do?
How about you?
Yeah, without
I
a shirt on.
Not many jumping jacks.
Look at her, she's posing. She's doing like the Hulk pose now.
Very nice. I gotta admit, that's something I enjoy. I like some muscle on a woman.
Look at that.
Nice.
Gone Postal is naked in our chat room. She has a tattoo on her back of her neck.
Right there.
Man, really? Yeah, you like that?
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, do YMCA.
All right, Postal. All right. Now we gotta.
We gotta attempt to do a show.
No, we have to. We have to go for the next. Next prize. We have to go for the next prize.
Are we anteing up?
We're anteing up. I'm throwing in the chips. I'm betting the house on this one. We have to...
You got
to
lose that watch, Postal. Come on. Take off the watch. Let's see that wrist. Come on.
We have to lose the watch. Can we get rid of the watch? It's getting in the way. It's blocking up shit. What do you think?
There you go.
All right. I got one more question now. Okay. Yeah, the boxers starting to become a problem.
they're chafing.
Yeah, they're chafing.
They're not boxers though.
What are they?
They're sleeping pants.
Whatever's covering your vagina has got to move.
Sweet.
Wait for it, fellas. Oh! God damn it, you're wearing too much clothes. She's got another layer on. Damn it.
Wow.
Fuck, I thought I had the game won.
It's you acting like you started with a snowmobile suit.
Are you paying attention?
Oh,
uh-oh. Now we see Postal's ass. We win.
I like pie.
Wow. If you're just tuning into the LunaticRadio.com show and you're listening on podcast...
Oh, well.
Sorry for you.
You lose this week.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fast forward to another section of the show.
This is all for Josh.
Have we had enough fun? Is there enough?
No, I don't think so. I think we have to go a little further.
Frontal wedgie.
Well, Rocket just requested a frontal wedgie.
I don't think so.
It's the goddamn.
We love Postal. Right. Postal's the best.
All right.
Yes.
It is a very hot day on Long Island, Postal, and I know you're from the New York area.
Are you doing the Norton thing now, too? Is it?
All right, Gon Postal. Very naked in the lunaticradio.com chat.
Thank you.
Best. All right.
Bye, boys.
Message me later when you're like 2:30.
Yeah, he'll be up.
Yeah, I'll be up jacking. I'll be looking for porn.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Wow, nakedness in the chat room, everybody.
So that's what I miss every week.
See?
Good for her.
Wow. Yeah.
She's got it. Why not show it off?
I know. Man.
That's high quality H2O right there.
By the way, if you haven't already heard, Josh Gogan playing the Cringe Humor Show.
Cringe Humor.
I'm fucking hammered.
Cringe Humor Show at Caroline's on Wednesday night. If for more information, go to cringehumor.net. The show is sponsored by xratedshirts.com.
We got to say July 19th because some people...
July 19th,
everybody, at Caroline's on Broadway to reserve tickets because you can reserve tickets.
Yes.
Call 212-757-4100.
And I'm not the only guy on the show.
No.
Do
you want me to read the list?
Read the list, Kieran.
All right, everybody. We got Josh Gogan, our buddy here in studio. All right? We got Mark Anthony Ramirez.
Good guy. Very good guy. I'm going to bump around the city with him tomorrow night. We're going to hit some stages.
Right. He's a cringe humor guy, isn't he?
He's the me of the cringe humor in a way, you know?
Okay.
Like he's making his way up, but it's a little different being that he's in the city and not quite... he didn't have to do the road gigs, but he's got to go around hitting stages when he can.
We got Sherrod Small from The Best Week Ever on VH1.
Funny guy.
Ted Alexandro.
Yeah.
Who's a funny guy. I've seen him at Caroline's. Very sarcastic type of comic.
I enjoy him.
Russ Meneve.
Excellent.
And Rich Voss, from the Opie and Anthony show, everybody. Last comic standing.
Everything but that one is gold.
look at this guy. Talking shit. Look at this fucking guy.
Hey,
Spider.
I wish I could open for Voss. Just introduce him. Bring me around just for me to go, ladies and gentlemen, Rich Voss, and that's all I got to do.
But everybody, it's the Cringe Humor Show this Wednesday at Caroline's on Broadway. Was it 49th and 50th Street in Manhattan? For more information, reserve tickets 212-757-4100. Pretty good show. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And Josh has been killing
tonight.
I'm excited.
All right.
He has been. And Ronnie Beans, who is not going to be at the Cringe Humor Show because he'll be on a plane to Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas.
Be in Vegas.
I'm leaving Thursday morning, baby.
There you go.
What's in Vegas? What are you going to do in Vegas?
Oh, it's more a question of what I'm not going to do.
What are you not going to do in Vegas?
Look at this guy.
You're going to go see the Blue Man Group?
Actually, yes. That's, again.
That's an excellent show. That's one of my favorites.
Well, they moved. They're in the Venetian now.
It's a little different.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
We saw them when they were at the Luxor.
They've got more of a permanent stage now. Look at us. We're nerding out here. We're talking shows now.
So.
You ever been to Vegas?
Yeah. Been to Vegas. Blue Man is an excellent show too. You gotta if you ever go, that's the show to see. It's a fucking rock concert.
We're going to the Blue. We're gonna see Blue Man. I'm getting a shave Thursday. From there's like a
barber. Wait.
What kind of shave?
Shave. Straight razor. Shave.
Uh-huh. You're gonna get a fucking. Wait.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You're gonna get a shave and you're gonna have to shave the next day.
They give you the whole towel, the whole night.
No. There's a barbershop, like a high end barbershop there that does that stuff. So obviously I don't have a haircut.
Right.
I'm getting a shave.
That's like a thrill shave.
Yeah.
Thrill shave.
Yeah, because there's no. I mean, you're not doing it. Some guy with a big straight razor. Mm. You know,
Sweeney Todd looking motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a little excitement there. Like, is he gonna kill me? Because he's got the power. He can do it right there.
Right.
Yeah. So, getting a shave. That's Thursday. Friday's like a,
wait. That's not the big event for Thursday.
No. That's when I get there. It's like when I step off the plane.
You're getting a shave.
Getting a shave.
All right.
And then Thursday night, I don't know. We're gonna go somewhere. Oof. Maybe we're gonna go back to Taboo on Thursday.
Taboo
night.
VIP.
Of course.
Let me just say.
This guy high rolls.
I want to say, don't bother with the Tangerine Club.
I never. You know, honestly, that where is that?
It's at Treasure Island, and they have advertisements all over the place that say the Tangerine Lounge or whatever, and it's got a hot chick on there, like a bikini or whatever, and it says, you know, an exciting view of the Strip.
Yeah.
You know, and you get. We walked in there, and all the security guys were assholes. There's no hot chicks there, you know. It's just off the Strip.
Uh-huh.
And you get a look at the Strip.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
And everybody's a dick. And there was maybe 10 people in there, and they had sections roped off. Like, you can't sit there. Why? There's nobody here.
Let me ask you this, Josh. Have you ever gone a block off the Strip?
Yeah. Actually, we hit a strip club, two blocks off the Strip.
Which one?
I don't remember the name of it, but...
Was it called the Crazy Horse?
No, this was a little hole in the wall.
Uh-huh.
And this was pretty much a sampler, if you will, for what you can get outside of the city.
Yeah.
Something
like this? Hold on.
Yeah.
Shit, bitch! Nothing like that going on?
Nothing I heard things, but didn't see anything firsthand. But you know, what are the rules here as far as strippers go in New York?
In New York,
yeah.
You can't touch them.
Well, it's the same. No, you could touch them.
You can?
Sure. It's the same as Vegas.
Can you grope them?
It's up to the girl.
It's up to the girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because that apparently was the rules in Vegas too.
No groping.
No, you could grope.
Sure. It's up to the
grind
girl.
Grind and whatever.
Well, but I mean, it's the same thing as far as you can't have all naked and liquor. It's one or the other.
See, like we have the rules in North Carolina where you're not allowed to touch or grope the girl unless you're a coke dealer, and then it's okay.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
So
is there where do you sign up for that?
Yeah.
You get an application you got to fill out.
Maybe there's some sort of ID card that you get. Yeah. Kieran McCann, coke dealer.
I think they can just. I think
number 752.
I think the strippers are like. I think the strippers
fucking
are like
local union.
The strippers are like drug dogs. They can just sniff it on them at that point.
Right.
Ugh. Just gonna let it play all day.
Well, it's
he just wants to hear
Tory Lane. I love her.
Actually, we should have that playing in the background.
Ron, I suggest. I know you're high rolling the whole time. Because you're going with friends who are high rollers, right?
Who are actually more high roller than me, if you can.
Because you're a
that.
High roller, and you're going with friends who are more high rollers.
Yeah.
Well, like, Vegas is a fucking
double
town.
Double my high roller.
Vegas is a town. You could be fucking Donald Trump, and you can go to Vegas and not be the highest roller. You know what I mean?
Here, Karen, this is the best way I could describe it. If, as you were to me when we went to Vegas, I am to them.
All right.
So there you go.
Wow.
You know, I'm the comic relief when I go.
You're at
you
know? Her.
They're like dance monkey, you know, and I do my thing and they throw,
like,
they throw $100 bills at me.
What, Ron? You only got a fucking $3,000 for tonight?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
fuck
are you going to do tomorrow?
Yeah. When I went with Ron to the trip in Vegas, guess how much money I had on me?
$50.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
$400.
Okay.
$400.
Yeah, that was what? You play the nickel slots with that, you can last a little while.
I pretty much spent my money in tips.
The best time I've stopped enjoying gambling for some reason. You know, I try to play the poker, you know, and I can handle poker for an hour. I can handle poker for an hour, and then I get really bored and just make stupid bets.
Right.
Because I just want, here, take it so I can go do something else. But the best time I had gambling was at a blackjack table, and there was a guy who looked like David Letterman sitting at the table and had the, you know, just one of the coolest voices, and it was like we were on his fucking talk show because he's asking us questions, you know, so what are you doing in Vegas and how have you, and then there was this weird sailor looking guy who was like his sidekick. And they didn't know each other, but it was, the chemistry there, you know, the guy would say something kind of funny, and this guy would go, and that's how he would laugh. And, you know, we left with the same amount of money, but we sat there for 3 hours just entertained off our asses, going, this is the best fucking night ever. You got to find tables like that. It's not about the gambling. Go find an entertaining group of people and hang out with
them.
Do
you get up from the table if the people around you are creeping you out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you don't like how they're playing?
That, or, well, I don't like the people who criticize the way I play.
Really?
Oh, you know, especially when it's a dealer. I go, yeah, I'll hit. I like to hit. He goes, yeah, but you have this. I go, yeah, it's gambling. I'm making a bet.
Right.
I'm betting I'm going to get what I want. Yeah. You know? Just shut up and don't tell me how to bet.
You wouldn't like playing with me then.
Well, then.
If I know you, I will like do every. I'd be like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
See, then, if that were the case, I would hit on 19.
Oh, so yeah.
Just because you would be pissed off.
Yeah. No. Then I go to another table.
So Ron, I'll fucking follow you. Yeah. I don't care.
So Ron, you going to Vegas on Thursday? When are you coming back?
Monday night.
So you're gonna have the whole weekend there in Vegas.
Yep.
I suggest if you have like nothing to do and I'm pretty sure every night you're gonna have something to do. But if you're fucking late night, because this place is open 24 hours. If late night and your fucking buddies go to sleep and you still want to do something, go to the Crazy Horse.
I will.
Strip
club. Yeah, I might.
Please promise me you'll go there.
What if I get one of the Crazy Horse girls to come to my room? Would that count?
Dude, there's like fucking 200 of them. There's so many, and they're so hot. So fucking hot. When you go into the place, you're going to be like, oh my God, where the fuck did Kieran send me? But it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when you walk into the place and you look at the crowd, because it's just one big fucking room and it's open, it's just piles of just bodies.
Yeah, no, dudes. We actually planned to send the ladies off on some nights. Like one night they're going, to the spa.
Yeah.
One night they're going to their own show because they wanted to go see Jay Leno.
Yeah.
We were like, no, that's okay. We'll go do something else. Because I don't want to go see Jay Leno. Are you kidding me? You ever wonder what's a cheese?
Yeah. Noticing.
So those are the nights we're going to take advantage of, you know, just the guys being around.
Yeah, I wouldn't travel too far away from the Crazy Horse.
No, we're good.
It's a bad section of town.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Different kind of gambling out there.
Yeah, different kind of gambling. Definitely. So give me your wallet or I'll shoot you.
It should be fun. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to
lose
rock.
Lose situation.
Yeah. I've got my kitty, my nest egg, and you know. Ready to throw it down.
Ron's also staying at the new
the
Wynn hotel.
The Wynn.
Oh, cool. That's a nice hotel.
Which actually has a TV in the mirror of the bathroom so I can watch SportsCenter when I'm taking a crapper.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking room did you get?
A regular room.
And they all had TVs
I didn't go crazy with the room this time. I just got a regular normal room because I don't know the hotel and I like to scope it out before I, you know, up the price of the room.
Uh-huh.
So I just got a regular room.
Uh-huh.
And in that room, in the bathroom, when you flick this switch, the TV appears in the mirror.
In the mirror.
In the mirror of the bathroom so you can watch it while you're taking a shit.
Dude, the Wynn is one of the most amazing hotels out there.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I never stayed there, but you walk in and the dude, you know, Steve Wynn, it's his hotel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The thing is, I don't know if you knew this, but believe it or not, the guy, he's like almost blind.
Well, that explains why the sign's so fucking bright out there.
So everything has to, he designs everything so it's like big and opulent and so he can see it because he's practically blind. So that's why everything's like huge and all colored and all that stuff.
Man.
I'm hoping Ron comes on the show and has his song playing. I'm in love with a star. She What do you think, Ron? You think it's going to happen?
Dude, you know me. I crush like you wouldn't believe.
He does.
I'll have asked like 5 strippers to marry me while I'm out there.
Ron crushes on everything.
Come on, man. That's amateur stuff.
I wake up before any damage is done, but you know, it's for that like 15 minutes, I'm in love.
That's how you can tell a good stripper is at this point, as many strippers as you've probably been to,
yeah.
If at this point they can make you believe.
Sure. And then I swear to God, I'll be in love right up until I walk out that door and hop in the limo. And as soon as I hop in the limo, I'll be like, who? What?
Yeah.
What was her name? Now, if she could find a way to get like a preacher or whatever down there at that point in time, I could be in trouble. But as long as I can get out of the place, then I come to my senses and I'm all right. But for those like 15 minutes, I'm throwing my wallet at her.
I tell you what, I saw this fucking Asian chick when I was at the Crazy Horse fucking strip club. I would have married her.
Oh.
One more lap dance and I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in for fucking 25 years. I'm in.
Throw it
in the towel.
I wish I had fucking 20 more bucks. I didn't. I was out.
That's the pro, though. That's the pro that makes you believe it, man. You sit in there. You go to 100 strip clubs and you go, oh, these girls all suck. And then that one comes up and goes, you want a private dance? I'll make it worth your... And she looks at you and like you believe that she just she just wants an excuse to get you back there. She's not doing it for her job. She wants you that bad.
And I had one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen lap dance me before I met this Asian stripper. And she was lap dancing me. I was like, wow, you're pretty much the hottest girl, the hottest body I've ever seen up close. But she wasn't charismatic.
Yeah.
So I got up and I moved to another chair. I was like, I wanted another view of the place. You know, I was in the corner. It was kind of shitty. And this fucking Asian broad comes over. And she just, you know, she got that little accent, like she just got out of a fucking rice paddy. You know what I mean? Sorry, Ron. Sorry. Anyway, she starts talking to me, and boom, one lap dance, another lap dance, and I'm fucking digging. I'm in there. $150 later.
You're calling your parents. My, never coming home.
Yeah.
She worked for it. She earned it.
Hey, Wendy's. Never coming home again. Take care of yourself.
Hey,
Kel, had that clip lined up.
Yeah. Hey, Kel, put mom on the phone.
Doing Harlem Nights references.
You wind up with the hot stripper that does that. That she knows she's hot. You got to criticize that one. You got to stand out, man. You got to make let her know that you see beyond the bullshit.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if for a stripper, just being hot doesn't sell it.
No,
not for me at least.
No.
If you get like fucking a 19-year-old kid, he's fucking in heaven. You know what I mean? But if you get a veteran of the strip clubs, you know, guys like us who are fucking 28, 30, whatever, you know, we know the fucking game. We've been there.
I always compliment the strippers, even if they do a bad lap dance.
They're selling the fantasy,
because,
man.
Like, I would feel bad if I did that and somebody was like, yeah, it was okay. So I'm like, oh, it's good. It was great. Yeah. I got to go. And then, like, the next one I'll be like, oh, that was awesome. And I mean it. And she's like, you probably say it to everybody.
You know what? The insult to them, because, you know, the strippers, when they give you a lap dance, Bob can vouch for this. Well, it's Bob sitting in the background.
Can you, Bob?
Yeah, he can. He can. No, I'm throwing him underneath the bus, even though he has no microphone. But when you get a lap dance and you tell the girl, like, nah, and she, because inevitably the girl's like, oh, do you want another one?
Yeah.
And when you say no, that is an insult to her.
I tell her I'm broke.
Yeah, right.
Broke.
You got to go, no.
Yeah.
Like, make it like it's. Like,
keep
you,
it moving.
You can't believe she even suggested that.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
How does tipping work with strippers?
What do you mean tip? What?
You give them a dollar. You know.
You just gave them $20. How much more do they want?
Yeah,
that's how it works.
That is
you
their tip.
Dance, I give you $20. That's how it works.
You give them $20, then they take and tip out with the house mom or whatever they call her. And
oh
yeah,
yeah. There's no tipping.
I'm used to Billy Dean's over in Belmore.
No, then you
works
got,
a little different.
Then you got played. You were getting taken.
You're talking about Billy Dean's Showtime Cafe in Belmore,
that's right.
Long Island.
Is that the high quality one?
Was that the place with the stopless dancing?
What?
You remember there was a place that they couldn't show anything? So instead of saying topless because they couldn't get naked at all, it was stopless. Like nobody would have caught that, you know?
Right.
There's some strip clubs out in the Northwest, and they have a totally different work ethic up there. I mean, we're sitting there watching, and it's the most boring show. you have to tip first before they'll do anything.
Really?
Before they'll, like, they won't take the top off unless you're tipping. It's like, no, that's not the way it works, lady.
No way, dude.
No, you show me something, I tip you for it. That's the way
Listen,
it goes.
I had a girl in Vegas tell me that the song was almost over and to wait for the next one. I was like, wow, that's good. You know, like, she wanted to give me my full, you know, my full song's worth of dance. And she was like, oh, I'll sit here and bullshit with you for a little bit till the next one comes
the
on.
The Asian broad that I got a lap dance at the Crazy Horse, you know, fucking 5-6 times, whatever she lap danced me. She was telling me she flies in from San Diego.
Wow.
To work
one of the girls
weekends.
I had flew in from Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you work the weekends and goes back?
I like the one who, when you get a short, like a minute and a half song that came on, she'll stick around for the next one. She said you got cheated. Let me.
So, like, if I get a really hot girl, I'm like, play Negata DeVita.
Hey, if you're
the long version.
If you're a stripper and you're listening to this program and you're one of them girls who doesn't dick the guy with a half a song, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking, you're our type of stripper. Give a call to the program.
If a chick does that, then she's almost guaranteed another one.
Right. I love that.
Dude, see, but, like, I'll go in, and I'll find a decent one I like, and I'll, like, sit here for 2 hours. Here's, like, $400. Just sit here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't care what you got to do. You know, just stay. Stay. You know? Because, like, I'm like, I like her. Like, I'm good.
It's kind of weird after you get, like, the, if you get a, you know, a lap dance from a girl, and then she gives you, like, two or three. By the fourth lap dance, it's like the same dance she's doing. She's doing the same move.
It doesn't matter.
So you got to strike up like a conversation.
Same ass slap.
Really? It doesn't matter.
No,
really?
She starts. What they do is they start striking up the conversation.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, you know, she's like, what do you do?
Like when she gets off, do you ever go, hey, you feel how big my cock is? Did you notice that?
You ever have one touch it?
Not directly.
Not directly?
No.
Not even like kind of run the hand up just to let
her know that she knows? What I meant not directly as in not like skin on skin.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
She's like patted. And like,
of course, through my jeans. They kind of can't not.
I told the Asian chick if she kept on gyrating like that, there was going to be a little mess.
I had one girl put her head on it. And she, like, you know what she did? She
head
got
on
it,
him.
She got it. She got in front of me and kneeled down, stuck her head on it like this, and then just started doing that. And I was like, oh, my God. Because her ass was up in front of me, and I could see her tat and everything. And I was like, oh, dude.
Stare at that lady in my shack.
You're in a room with a plethora of beautiful women. And naked and dancing, and you can just go from each one, but for some reason you pick your favorite one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why?
I was so tempted to slap her on the ass, because while her head was on my junk, I could have easily, like, just roundhoused her ass. And I was, like, so tempted to, but I was like, oh, I'll get
And you probably could have got away with it, but you're too scared, you know.
Oh.
They intimidate you.
I like wound up. I would have wound up like I was Pete Sampras, you know. Yeah!
Is that what you do when you go into a strip club? You look for the fucking girl that fucking attracts you the most?
You have to. There was one place that I went, and you know, she wasn't the best looking, you know, but she was definitely not the best dancer. But there was something about her that you just like, oh my God. There's a connection, man.
Like they
all fucking hammered up on
jacks. Under different circumstances, this could be something.
Yeah.
And it, you know,
Jeff starts doing his fucking act in front of her.
Dude, I like a stripper who has a gimmick.
Yeah.
I like a gimmick.
Do you mean she's missing a leg or something?
No. There was a
that was good.
No. There was a stripper I was like 18, and her whole thing was she was a vampire.
Of course you are.
That's a gimmick? So they would bring a fucking casket on stage and set it down, and she had all goth music and the steam going, and she'd come out and she'd bite you. Like every guy, she'd come up and she'd bite, and she was good. It was one of those things that she knew exactly where to bite you. And you'd be like,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, right. And the fucking, we get the fucking... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and when you're
well played,
yeah,
dude. Well played.
Scaring. Yeah, goosebumps
on the fucking on the thing. Yeah. And it was like, I love that. I wish they would. If I were to open up a strip club, it would be all gimmicks. You know, you would be the superhero girl. You would be the school teacher. You're the naughty nurse. And you would play that character, and that's what you would do. That is your everything that you do on stage centers around that. Your music, your stage presence, you know, whatever two costumes you have to have. Yeah. That's your gimmick. And because guys would go nuts for that. You know, you wouldn't. You might not be for Wonder Woman,
right?
But the fucking, you know,
I'd go for the naughty nurse.
The naughty nurse or the hot librarian.
I don't feel good.
Oh, the librarian, yes.
I had a girl purr in my ear once. That was pretty good.
Wow,
yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, she had like a pacifier, and that's what she came on stage in, like pacifier and like ankle socks, and which isn't really my thing. But
was she
whatever.
Rolling?
What happened?
Was she rolling?
But she, I don't know what that means. So she came up and she like got down and she was like right in my ear, and I was like, oh my god, she's burning my ear.
I tell you what, I could add to this conversation so much if I just tap into the fucking the history that is Polish Bob behind me.
What, can we?
I can't.
Alright, well, Lindsay, don't listen anymore.
I threw Polish Bob's bachelor party.
Yo.
And there are some things.
Yeah.
At your favorite place, no less.
Yeah, at your favorite, at Billy Dean's,
Billy Dean's, look at you.
Is that the one where
look
you got
you
the...
Look at you, Kieran, you high spender, going to Billy Dean's.
You got the invite to come back or whatever, where they sent you that birthday card
they
afterwards?
Did, they
yeah,
did.
We're on the mailing list. Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
Well, I get the mail. And, nah, it's just embarrassing to Bob. It's nothing bad. But it's pretty fucking funny.
Well, you
I wish
say
I could
not.
Tell it. I can't tell it. He won't let me.
All right, just change the name of the person.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, Irish Dan. What did he do?
let's just say Bob's Harry.
Turkish Steve.
Let's just say Bob's Harry.
What?
Oh, Kieran, that was awful, Kieran.
That was about it. All right, Rock, how many breaks do we have?
I think we have one more. Available.
All right, let's do one more break. We'll come back, finish up the LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Oh, God, it's so hard.
Well, you're beautiful, and you're pressing up against me.
LunaticRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Manajak an Angry Dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
Lunatic Radio is on the TPS Radio Network.
TPS Radio Network.
Listen live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern to hear Kieran.
Dude, if what's his head made, God, what is the name of the movie with,
Ronnie Beans.
What's in Ottawa?
Like, you go to the run restaurant in town, and they just have lunch.
Who is the chick with the big boobs? Name of the blonde?
Oh, Leslie Easterbrook.
How'd you freaking know that name?
I just did.
And Rocket.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Good one, Rock.
I'm trying.
You got talent.
I'm trying.
I'm seeing it.
Can't make it Monday night? No problem. Just go to the LunaticRadio.com website to download the show.
This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I suck, and my teeth don't scrape.
LunaticRadio.com, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on the TPS Radio Network.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Perfect drug. You are the perfect drug. Shut up, Josh Kogan. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LOON. 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. Chilling out, Josh Gogan in the studio, everybody, playing Caroline's on Broadway on Wednesday, July 19th. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Rich Voss. Did you say Rich Voss is headlining?
Rich Voss is, headlining.
Rich Voss is the headliner. Josh
show.
Is on the bill.
Absolutely.
Ted Alexandro is the guy I've seen. Shepard Small, who's been on VH1 Best
Sherrod.
Week Ever. Sherrod.
Yeah.
What did I say, Shepard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to go, guy.
Probably thinking Shepard Smith.
Yeah, it was.
The guy from Fox News.
All right, Sherrod Small, guy from VH1, Best Week Ever. He's the black guy. He's a pretty funny guy.
There you go. Yeah. Boil it down to that.
I like him. I like him, dude.
He's good.
And we're back with the show. We got some drunk calls for the people. Should we do that, Josh? Josh is the big guy.
We can do that. I don't care.
Have you ever done a drunk call?
I did.
You did, back a while ago.
It's the one where I tried to relate to you.
Yeah,
in
right.
In a weird way.
You're like, I'm like Kieran, but he's, yeah. Whatever.
I still believe that, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I still believe that we're a lot alike.
All right.
We just grew up in different... We just wind up in different circumstances, but had I grown up next door, we'd be exactly the same.
Oh, by the way...
There'd be two of you?
Let me just tell you, Ronnie Beans.
What?
Josh handled the two interviews by himself, pretty much.
Really? Good for him.
They were comics. It wasn't like I had to interview a porn star. That would have been a little...
Gotcha.
All right, so what won't you do?
So here's the drunk calls. We'll start it off with Kill Daughter, everybody.
Oh.
Hey, guys. It's Katie. Just wanted to say hi, and I love you, and have a good night.
All right, short and sweet.
Wow.
Short and to the point.
All right. That sounded more like a sleepy call than a drunk call.
I guess she just didn't want to get car crashed or something.
Last time she left a drunk call, it turned into one of the greatest moments in Lunatic Radio history.
Yeah.
It was like 20 minutes long. I know, but the shit we did over was kind of fun.
Did you have to take a break in between to finish it later?
We actually stopped, went and like went to the bathroom, got something to eat. You know, I made myself a PB&J.
LK.
I needed a sweater.
I love the drunk calls, everybody. LKN Jedi, here we go.
Wow, this is Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati. I need some pussy. Y'all got some pussy out there? I need some pussy. Anybody got pussy for me? Somebody call us back. My number is 704-524-3574.
Wow.
I need some pussy. This is Big Dick Daddy from
Hold
Cincinnati.
Phrase.
I'm at least 12 inches long.
You didn't beep over that?
Well, that will be beeped in podcast. I didn't realize he was giving out his cell phone number there. That's funny. Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati.
Sounds like you got a little crossover.
Where have I heard that before?
I don't know.
That's on somebody else's show.
Hi, Big Dick Daddy.
Thank you. I did hear that on another show.
A little crossover.
There's a crossover.
Damn it.
It is.
Nah.
The same person?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We won't talk about that other show.
Yeah. That's a crossover from somebody else.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
No more Big Dick Daddy on the Cincinnati from fucking this show.
Oh, there that goes.
There goes that one.
We want to have, you want to have your own, you know, have your own thing.
Yeah.
Have your own thing.
That was the last Big Dick Daddy reference you'll ever get.
I respect and enjoy the other show quite a lot, but...
Yes, we love the other show, but that's their show, not our show.
Ugh, I can't stop yawning.
Thanks, Ron. Yo. This is the fucking LKN Jedi back from vacay. That's right, took a month off, and I'm back ready to represent. And Kieran, I got a little girl. Come here, Trinity. Come here.
Did he say Trinity?
I so do. I definitely fucking want your
Sounds
body,
like
Kieran.
Trinity.
Tell him.
You're forcing her to talk to me on the phone.
Talk!
That was like an over the...
Tell him!
Tell him what you want to do to him!
Tell him now!
Tell him!
That was like an over the phone molestation.
Tell him that you want to suck his
cock. Come on!
I don't want it. It feels balls.
Do it!
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Peace out!
You lose!
Peace out. This is the worst drunk call I've ever laid out.
No shit.
Will you walk the dog?
Hey, give me one thing before you go. Just
hey, say, you know what I'm saying?
LunaticRadio.com.
Just give me one thing. Tell him you like his show at least.
LunaticRadio.com.
There you go.
Fuck you, that'd be great. Can I fuck you right now?
There you go, buddy. You win. Ding, ding.
You
did everything.
Yeah, about that.
Okay,
yeah. The whole bit.
No edit required.
Yeah, right. That was like a best of right there.
LK and Jedi forcing some chick to tell me that she loves me. All right. Where are we on to number 9? Here we go. That's not it. Here we go. Nine.
Sorry?
Nobody
okay, so we're at a house party. This is LK and Jedi. We're at a house party. And we're just talking about Trini's great rack. On a scale of 1 to 10, Trini's boobs are like a 35. Like, I swear to God. She got the greatest rack. And we're going to put my Motorola Razr between her boobs right now. Here we go. Phone between the titties.
I didn't have your beer.
Trini, where's the phone? Tell him.
My papa's.
The tata, so I'm guessing that's tips.
That'll be Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, she named her boobs. Anyway, this is the
answer. I didn't name my boobs. Brandon named.
She named her boobs.
Trinidad and Tobago. That's
kind of hot.
I think
it's
good. Rock, hit me up with something over there.
It sounds like
shut the hell up!
It sounds like there's a 5-year-old laughing in the background of that.
Trinidad and Tobago, come on. Mm. At least it could have been Turks and Caicos or something.
All right.
Or like, I don't know, Upper and Lower New Guinea.
The Lesser Antilles.
Yeah, and the, like, Morer Antilles.
Things that would most likely
where is that lemon face been? She hasn't been around like in like celebrity news. Lemon face.
You know what it is? She's gonna do another Bridget Jones movie, so she's packing on the pounds.
Oh. Brandon,
like that,
Brandon?
JL's out here. JL, we're going to put the phone between your boobs, all right? All right, the phone is going back in the booth, but now it's JL, all right?
Is that Brandon?
Is that Brandon? Brandon, I know that's you, Brandon.
You get that Barracuda fixed yet? That thing got a Hemi.
Yeah. Where's John Reap?
Liar.
Okay, so you guys have just been between the Twin Peaks 2 times, and it's funny to me, not to you guys, because I'm hammered. But anyway, later.
All right, so that was LK and Jedi, everybody. And the next one we have is Fat Kev, I believe.
Ooh, Fat Kev's a fucking shit.
Fat Kev's a fucking shit. Course of
yo, what's up, bitch? I hear Fat Kev. Guess who else I got here with me? I'm with some people, the MySpace whore. Yeah, he's the guy that's been MySpacing you every goddamn week. What? I love your show. You guys are so good. Send me a fucking t-shirt. He's a goddamn moot. Hold on a second. Hey, the people. Hey, hello.
Yo.
That's the people, a.k.a. Matt, if you're on MySpace. He's the homo with the Rushmore fucking dead presence in front of us. I got Fat Kev here for a sec. Let me make a guest appearance. Guest appearance, Fat Kev.
Yo, you guys all motherfuckers suck. Of course, like fucking rock. DJ's a fucking prick.
Yes, Fat Kev. It's only a guest appearance.
Guys, a fucking prick.
I'm not giving you a fucking full boat.
Cause lights the shit. Cause lights.
I talked him in. I talked to him. And,
shut up. We don't want to hear from you. We just wanted to get to the Fat Kev liner.
What? That guy's a fucking prick.
We're going to get Fat Kev in a Coors Light commercial. I'm still excited to see this happen.
Fat Kev is the shit.
Fat Kev wants to see two girls on a couch. Let's make it happen.
Oh, man.
I've got him guest appearance jobs around here in the Phoenix area. Not often do you find a fat golf pro who can make people laugh, so Fat Kev's charging per hour about, so if you want to talk to him, you tell Blowjob Betty and...
Blowjob Betty.
Yeah, way to listen to the show, guys.
Whatever the
yeah.
fuck that girl is.
Shut up and get to your point.
Look at him. We'll call you later.
You take we'll forever to say bag. Nothing.
Wow.
All right.
You know what? Consolidate.
Who is that guy?
Like, yeah, figure out what you're going to say and then say it. Just don't ramble. And if you're going to ramble, make it be funny. Don't ramble for the sake right. of rambling.
You want to know what a drunk call sounds like?
He didn't read Jedi's book, period. No.
You want to know what a drunk call sounds like? You're going to hear it from this next man.
Ooh.
His name is Ray Ray. He's from Richmond, Virginia.
Ray Ray!
And we love him.
Ray Squared?
This is a drunk call, everybody.
Ray X2.
Yo, what's up? It's Ray Ray again. I'm not in Richmond right now. I'm in fucking Wilmington, North Carolina.
Woo.
We're hanging out with some people. We're fucking getting all banged up. You know, I was saying, you know, everybody's going to a bar. It's only fucking 9, so I got fucking,
wow.
like, fucking shit. Fucking, like, all more right. calls to make, baby.
It's 9 o'clock.
Fucking beans. But, fucking, I don't know. I know I'm fucking rambling. We just got back from the beach. I don't see how fucking you people, and I mean white people, but not in a bad way, because I love white people. I don't see how you hang out at the beach. Yeah,
some of his best friends
like
are
I was
white.
Wearing a black shirt on all day, but I didn't have a shirt on, and I was fucking hot, and I couldn't breathe, and I thought I was going to pass out, and don't think it helped that we were fucking drinking. But, yeah, so I'm going to call you back after I had a couple more. Because
we're
still
only
fucking
9:40
fucking 6.
Oh, my God.
That guy's great, isn't
That's
he?
That's awesome.
Fucking 9:40
fucking 6.
What? I think... the greatest line when you're drunk is, Ronnie fucking Beans. Like, everyone
it,
does it.
It rolls off
it
the tongue.
Rolls off the it tongue
does.
When you're
it's
drunk.
The same thing like Laguna Beach. Yeah. It rolls off the tongue.
Ronnie fucking Beans, Laguna Beach.
That's pretty good. I never... has seen anybody break up like you know the two last digits of the time with a fucking 9:30 fucking 5. I'm gonna do that from now on. I'm stealing that bit.
Hanging.
I'm stealing it. Consider it stolen.
Hanging. Yeah, that's how you do a drunk call.
I think
people.
Right now, Kieran, you could go out and drunk call.
I probably could. I'm gonna drunk call the show. You know what? I'll leave the studio. I'll call the show.
We'll call Skype. Phone.
Yeah, I'll call the Skype.
Okay.
And do like a drunk call.
Right now?
I'll do it now.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on. I got to turn on Skype. Hold on.
I'll go outside.
All right.
All right. Wait. Who wants to take over my thing?
See, well, wait. Hold on one second. Wait. Just wait. Let me start up Skype again because it takes a couple, like a minute. Hold on.
Go ahead.
No, I'll take over the board. You can control this, Ron.
Where's my phone?
What? I'm standing over here, Rick.
Well, this is a much larger production than I expected it to be. It's just going to be a quick little bit.
Wait, hold on, Kieran.
No, really
Kieran, it's still not on. Nope. Hold on.
You really got to work it over here?
Get you another. Yeah, there you go. Get you another one. And try to say fucking. Don't say fucking. Say fucking. Right. Fucking.
Down one right now so you can get it in your system.
Chug, chug,
chug. Chug, 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 chug.
Do it on camera. Let everyone see.
I'll do it on the phone. Or on the phone.
On the microphone. Here we go, everybody. Ready?
Chug, chug.
Yeah.
Spaz.
Oh, I'm hammered.
Going. That's all.
Here we go.
All right. Give me a phone. Oh, wait. I got
to
find one.
No, it's all, oh, okay. Now, Josh, you're going to... or Ron.
Yeah, now it's Buddy. Now we see what Kieran does on the show, because now we've got nothing. We're just kind of aimlessly staring. Well, what do we do?
Now, listen, on the little... on the little laptop, there's going to be a little pop-up box. You can hit the green thing.
Alrighty.
That means...
The green phone symbol.
Okay.
See, I wanted to do this because I could shut off track so we can make fun of him and he won't hear it.
Okay.
See? But, okay, anyway, so we're waiting for... and just, when he calls in, Josh, just be like...
By the way, I want to say thank you, Postal. Thank
chug,
you, Postal.
Chug, 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 chug. All right, $5, he doesn't find his way back.
$10, $5
he gets lost outside the studio.
All right, where'd it go?
What do you mean?
It just disappeared. Oh, now it's on.
Okay. Kieran.
Hold on.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
What up, player?
Yeah, this is fucking me, dude.
Hey, listen, wait. I know you're in a bad neighborhood, but say no to that prostitute on the corner.
Am I on the show?
Yeah, you're on, dude. You're on, dude. Go ahead. What do you got? What do you got for the show?
Speak your piece.
I think I'm going to get in my car.
Yeah, drive.
Great.
I don't think I have my keys, though. I am outside, everybody.
Nice.
I'm hammered, and there's nothing going on.
All right, now scream, Lunatic Radio Rocks.
Lunatic Radio Rocks. Ooh, I have my keys. How about I drive up and down the driveway?
There we go. Yeah, let's hear some.
There you go.
Peeling wheels.
All right, I'll get in the car, and I'll drive up and down the driveway.
Karen, can you hear me, Karen? Karen?
Oh, wait, I have, like...
You can't hear
there's
me
a, there is a fucking... let's see how far I can go.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I'm not on a cell phone, by the way.
Can you hear me now?
I'm in the car. I am driving. Ready?
How are you now?
Here we go.
How's he down on the cell phone?
Right. I'm driving.
Right, we're all off right now. Okay. So we can talk and you can't hear us.
All right. I'm going very slowly.
What a loser.
Yeah.
And I am driving down the road.
He can't hear you, douchebag.
Things are going pretty good. I'm good. I'm driving.
All right, you're back on.
Yeah, don't hit anything, especially my car.
Yeah.
You can do it, buddy.
Well. I got to do a 3-point turn.
You can do it. Oh, we're losing you.
Karen, give us the play-by-play.
Still there?
No, we're losing you. You're breaking up.
Yeah, get closer.
Did your car fall down an abyss?
Oh, he's turning around.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
What did he just go through a wormhole?
Oh, here comes a car.
Uh-oh. All right, we're back off again. He's a retard.
Dude.
That was an obstacle.
If it's the cops, I'm not going after
him. It's the cops.
No, dude, it's a radio bit.
All right, that was fun.
He's not really drunk. It's a radio bit.
Was it really the cops?
No, it was just the car. I'm out of the car now.
This is a car full of children.
Karen, can you hear me?
All right, this is cool calling into the show.
How do you feel?
I don't know. Do you want me to take my pants down and run down the street?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? He's a retard.
All right, taking
can't
my
hear
pants
me now.
Off. All right, pants are coming off. I'm in my boxers. Hold on.
All right.
Taking my belt off. Shorts are coming down.
He's very
shorts
much.
Shorts are coming down. I'm in my boxers. If anybody has a camera, which there's no camera on me right now, in my boxers, and I'm running down the street. I will be running down the street in a second. Here we go. Running down the street in my boxers. I'm running.
He really is running. You can hear him.
He's such a retard.
Running down the street. Running down the street. Okay, I'm turning around. There's no one around. I am a complete asshole. Running down the street in my boxers. Okay. Running around in circles. Okay. I am a fucking idiot. I'm 30 years old and I'm running around in my boxers in the middle of nowhere. This is idiot.
Oh my God.
What am I doing? I'm running around in the street. Okay.
Come on, aren't you glad you're leaving?
I lose my mind.
So Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I come back inside,
you excited about the Vegas thing?
I've been preparing my liver.
Good.
You know, like a boxer prepares for a fight, and preparing my liver.
Good.
I've been drinking steadily for the last couple of weeks, building up a tolerance.
Mm. Now I realize why he heard you, because I didn't hit the fourth mic.
Oh.
I had three mics off, not the fourth. I forgot we had four.
That's all right.
It's all right.
I didn't say anything to Eric.
Yeah.
Until now. What a loser.
Yeah, really. So, Josh, what do you think of the show, man?
Josh, great.
Dude, this is fun. I wish I lived closer.
No,
I would do this more. Whenever Beans was out on a mission, I would be here in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
There I go, using that one again.
Heartbeat.
Did I say that already?
I used baddie tonight.
You did use baddie.
That was awful.
It drives me
baddie. You know what my new word is?
It drives me baddie.
Craptastic.
Really?
Is
Kieran still selling that ass piss word? He really is in his boxer. It's awful.
That's terrible.
Show everyone on camera, you retard.
Look at him chicken legs. Dude, you ever heard of a ram sled? Maybe a squat once in a while? Jeez.
Awful.
You were Mr. Upper Body in the gym, weren't you?
No, I'm in my boxer.
Oh, it's all right. Just men hanging out in their underwear.
Yes.
It's what we do.
Nothing's wrong with that. I'm in my boxers. Dude, I was running in my boxers out in the street.
You're sweaty.
Yes.
There was no one even to watch me, so I felt like an idiot.
You're sweating now. You built up a sweat.
I know I did. Rock, how much time do we have?
It's a yeah. I don't know what 5 minutes, 6 minutes on the. Yeah,
I'm fucking drunk. Josh is playing Caroline's, everybody.
Caroline's on Comedy Wednesday. Club, cringehumor.net, sponsored by xratedshirts.com. Check out those guys. I actually write shirts for X-Rated Shirts, so
sweet.
Go down there and check them out. If you support the Lance Armstrong, I have a wonderful Lance Armstrong shirt that I wrote. And
you do shit for them, huh?
Yeah, I write write some shirts. I did a it's a guy on a big yellow bicycle that says I'd give my left nut to win the Tour de France.
Oh, whack whack!
Yeah,
eight front six so, back at the dish.
So we gonna do the hotties of the week and get out of here?
I guess so.
Play the hotties of the week clip, Rocket.
It is number seven.
No,
oh,
seven
or eight. Number seven or eight. There we go.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week. Hotties.
Hotties. Hotties. This is a segment we like to call Hotties of the Week. This is where we shout out Hotties of the Week. Everybody picks a Hottie of the Week. Kieran McCann.
We don't know why we do it, but we do it anyways.
Pointless segment. We do it every week. If you're a listener of the program, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chicken reason why we'll read them on air. If not, post them in the chat room, and we'll do that. All right. So let's go with the Hotties of the Week, everybody. Break them off. Rocket, who do you got?
I'm taking Kelly Hazel. I love that bitch.
Nice. Yeah.
Hot cunt.
Ronnie Beans?
I'm going to go with a Fox News chick, Juliette Huddy, who's who does Dayside on Fox News.
You know what, Ron? I just realized I don't feel like hearing Kieran right now.
Off.
You're off. Done. Okay, you're off.
All right.
Josh.
All right, I got to go with this Arielle Kebbell on page 35 of Maxim. She's going to be in The Grudge 2.
Very nice.
That and shout out to Gone Postal for being a good sport.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Gone Postal. She's fantastic.
Showing us the junk.
You got one there, Kieran?
Put me on the fucking line. I got one from a listener. All right.
Wow. Hello, everybody. Yeah. Let's see. Puck Off is going with Barbie Blank. She's an ECW girl. Do you know her?
I actually haven't been watching ECW, but
Barbie
she's got to be hot.
Log on to ECW.com to find out who Barbie Blank is.
ECW.
Yeah. I'm going to go with fucking Josh's chick from Playboy Magazine, everybody.
The clueless girl, Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash.
Stacey.
Stacey Dash.
Stacey.
I'm going to go with her. She's my hot piece of ass. Yeah. She's clueless. She's the black chick. She's featuring the paid Playboy this week.
I think Kieran's got a thing for the older ladies. I think we kind of learned that.
Yeah, I can't even hear myself over here. 40 I didn't deal with this mic. Yeah, so I want to thank Josh Gogan, everybody, myspace.com/Josh Gogan, for coming on the program tonight and co-hosting. Did a great job.
Thank you, guys.
Handled the interviews with Dustin Scott and who's the other guy that came on?
Gabe Thursday.
Gabe Sunday came on the program, and we did a good job.
Yeah, man.
It was fun.
This was a lot of fun. It was awesome coming out here, man.
Good having you down here, man.
I enjoyed myself.
I knew we were going to fit in right in with Josh.
Yeah. Oh, really? You fit right in, right,
fit
Kieran?
Right in with Josh.
You faggot.
He's one of the bulls. Oh, bulls.
I'm hammered, people. And we get to see him perform now Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday. It's going to be good.
Fun, fun, fun.
The pressure's on now.
Yeah.
Why's the pressure on?
Well, not only am I going to be at Caroline's, but now you guys are coming out to see, and I'm sure you'll trash me on Monday if I suck. No.
Are you kidding me? We want to get glamour shots on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, good. We'll go down and get glamour shots.
So, Scott O'Station, great that you came down this week. Appreciate it.
Scotto's buddy.
Yeah, Scotto's buddy. Yeah.
How is Scott doing?
Scott's doing good.
Is he?
Scott's doing good. I'm
Scott, you know, quit the biz.
Every once in a while, I think of Scott walking around with his shirt on.
I worked with Scotty last night. We did a little after hours show.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, in Charlotte, yeah.
Alright, we're at 69. Let's get the hell out of here.
Alright, everybody, until next week, we'll do something.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug Stanhope is coming on next week.
Ah,
Dougie!
So we'll see you next week. Until then, Josh Gogan, take care of yourself. Thanks for coming down, man.
Thank you.
You did a lot. It was a lot for Josh to get over here today.
Definitely.
So thanks to Josh for coming down. I'm into my boxers. I'm talking to Josh Gogan. I'm getting out of here. Later, people.
Later!
See ya. Say bye, Josh.
Bye.
Batty.
Batty. Bye, Batty buddies.
We can do it after show.
Yeah, sure.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.